Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
We're going to stay with this fire until it's out.
Today we could see an increase in winds. That's always a potential problem. And there is still concern about the fire approaching the top of Mount Wilson and the historic Mount Wilson Observatory. Last night, one official compared the fire to a championship fight. Firefighters hope now to deliver a knockout punch. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Fire Command Post in Los Angeles.
Well, Hurricane Ximena is losing some steam as it nears landfall on Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. National Hurricane Center's Richard Pasch says Ximena is still a strong storm with winds topping out near 105 miles an hour.
There's heavy rains, 6 inches or more of large waves along the coast. Winds are near hurricane force over some of the coastal areas there right now.
At Cabo San Lucas, Keith Murray of Grand Rapids, Michigan, says it's a honeymoon to remember at his hotel near the beach.
There's no room service right now, and there's no power, so we're kind of feeling around.
Well, the Taliban has struck again with deadly effect near Kabul. A suicide attack has killed at least 23 people, including Afghanistan's deputy chief of intelligence. Reporter Jerome Starkey has more from Kabul.
The Taliban are quick to claim attacks when they hit people who they want to get, when there are military or government targets. And certainly the intelligence agency in Afghanistan is one of the most powerful and effective tools the government has in cracking down on this insurgency. So from their point of view, this has been a successful day.
The deteriorating situation in Afghanistan has been underscored in a review drawn up by the top U.S. commander in the country. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Merritt. Peter, what impact has the report had there?
Well, Nick, it certainly adds a sense of urgency. President Obama will review General Stanley McChrystal's report as he starts an extended visit to Camp David this morning. Council on Foreign Relations defense analyst Stephen Biddle looks at the challenges.
There's a set of interconnected problems in Afghanistan having to do with penetration of insurgents into the society and with questions of corruption in the government itself that are more criminal in nature than insurgent.
While the latest review avoids any direct call for more troops in Afghanistan, it certainly sets the stage for that recommendation. That is one of the top issues for the president, who has already ordered thousands of additional troops to the war zone. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
There is some good news out of Afghanistan. The United Nations says opium poppy cultivation has fallen by more than 20%, with the biggest drop in the country's most violent province. The UN's Antonio Maria Costa.
This is the second year in a row where we certify major decline in the cultivation and therefore in production. Hopefully this is the beginning of a trend.
Afghanistan produces 90% of the opium used in the manufacture of heroin, with much of the money believed going to bankroll the Taliban insurgency. Last month, journalist Yuna Lee and Laura Ling were freed by North Korea after being sentenced to hard labor for illegally entering the country. Now the two reporters are telling their story. The women write in the Los Angeles Times that they briefly entered North Korean territory as they crossed a frozen river, but quickly retreated when chased by North Korea border guards, who they say grabbed them in Chinese territory. You're listening to the CBS World.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado officials plan to release 15% of state prisoners early to save
America's next top model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Attention all food fans. The first ever Top Chef Master has been named, and the new season of the regular flavored show has begun. Chef Rick Bayless came out on top after his master's battle with competitors Hubert Keller and Michael Chiarello and won $100,000 for his favorite charity. Next came the new season premiere with 17 new chef contestants fighting for the title of Top Chef.
Quentin Tarantino has struck box office gold and scored the best opening weekend of his career with his latest movie, Inglourious Basterds, which ranked in a whopping $37.6 million. The movie, which stars Brad Pitt, tells the story of a group of Jewish-American commandos who wage a violent and surprisingly humorous war on the Nazis.
225 across Aurora, 6th Avenue, also looking good both in and out of Lakewood. We do have one trouble spot to get in your way. It's a motorcyclist that went down. This is on Highway 85 west of I-25 in the Castle Rock area. Could kind of hang things up as you're trying to avoid those northbound lanes of I-25 and cutting across. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price go to participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press.
You are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
It's not a joke. It is the Bill Press Show this morning with Rich Masters. The fact that Bill would entrust me with his listenership, that is a joke probably. But listen, Bill Press is gone until Monday of next week. So he's taking a little extended leave. He worked through August, and he's getting tan, rested, and ready for the health care fight when we get back.
Yes, Bill worked through the August recess.
He worked through the August recess. That's absolutely correct.
When do you get a vacation, Masters?
I never take a vacation. I'm the hardest working man in nothing.
You are, man.
Yeah. But I have fun doing this. I did take a vacation. I went to Moline, Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah, the John Deere capital of the world, farm implement capital of the world. John Deere's located there.
Well, that's a popular vacation destination.
It is. I mean, there were several lines to see the big green tractors.
Did you get a chance to dip any snuff while you were on your vacation, or are you just doing all that this morning?
I did not, actually.
No. Okay.
I did not. I abstained.
I'm glad you're making up for it this morning. Put about a cup in your lip. Most people spit and you put a whole cup.
I love how Chad just blatantly calls you out on it.
Well, that's my job.
Kids, if you're listening, it's not a good thing to do.
Right.
8 minutes past the hour. This is the Bill Press Show. It's Wednesday, the 2nd of September, and the crew... Peter, by the way, is in New Orleans.
Nice.
We should call him because I'm sure he's probably in rare form this morning. He was out last night watching the Rebirth Brass Band.
I know what he's doing. He is feeding his face with those little French donuts, those beignets.
Oh, yeah. Well, I told him that he needs to go to Jack Dempsey's. Well, Jack Dempsey's is probably... I took you there,
you
didn't
took
I?
Me there, Masters.
I took you there.
Sure did.
This place is awesome. It's on Poland. It's like in the lower ninth, and it's... You've got to know about it. If you go to New Orleans, the name of the restaurant is Jack Dempsey's.
And this is locals only, right?
This is locals only. Yeah. Very few tourists have heard of this place. It's locals only, and it is, as you recall...
Oh, yeah.
It's some of the best food I've ever had. Not expensive.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's got the checkerboard tablecloths and
right.
all that stuff. So
right. Oysters, catfish, shrimp, Abita beer.
Oh, cold. Ice cold Abita beer. Oh, yeah, brother. All right. Anyway, listen, speaking... of not highfalutin and not fancy, but he is a candidate for governor of the great state of Texas. Who is it?
The swing. Kinky Friedman.
Kinky Friedman.
He's governor of the Lone Star State.
Oh, there you go.
Texas swing. Right here on the Bill Press Show.
Yep.
He's the independent candidate.
Although he's not an independent.
That's wrong.
That's wrong. He's not an independent candidate, Chad.
He's a Democrat.
Dude.
I like the evolution of his politics, Masters.
Hey, you've been working on Kinky for how many years?
About 5 years now. Since 2003, I've been knowing Kinky Friedman.
So you finally came to the light side, huh?
I've seen the light. I've seen the light, gentlemen. Texas, I'm giving you one more chance.
I love
Man,
it.
I think I'm just going to go buy a little shack down there so I can register to vote for you, Kinky.
Oh, it's going to be great fun, guys. We've got a smart president. We need a smart governor. That's all.
Yeah. Well, the two running on the Republican side, if you combine the two of them together, they wouldn't equal up to, you know, median.
Oh, no, you're right. I mean, details later, vision now.
I want to...
we got the Clash of the Plastic Titans seriously going here between Rick and Kay. The Battle of the Cheerleaders, I like to say. They were both cheerleaders in college, you know.
No, I know. That was
a yell leader.
Yeah, and they had hit the glass ceiling at that point, both of them.
Yeah, and before that, I think they were hall monitors.
All right, so you kicked off your campaign yesterday. Tell me about, are you touring the state now?
Yes, we are. We're in Dallas now. The place that Molly Ivan said is the town that roots for Goliath to beat David. But Dallas has been very good to Kinky, so we like it. And we're going to El Paso. We're not going to forget El Paso this time, as many candidates do. It's a beautiful place, and we'll be in San Antonio tonight.
Oh, man, that's great. Well, listen, a little shout-out to our listeners at Rational Radio, AM 1360 there in Dallas. So make sure you sign up to vote for Kinky. So now you're traveling, and you got the big bus and everything. Tell me a little bit about the campaign caravan.
Well, the campaign is pretty lean and mean this time. I think it's the right race, though. I really think that that Rick Perry has a situation here in Texas where, you know, he will tell you that he's kept the state in the black for 10 years. Well, I mean, my dog, Mr. Magoo, could have kept the state in the black. I mean, Texas has got huge oil reserves. We got an oil booster seat that keeps our economy in the black. The problem is the state's in the black, and we're all in the red. You know, it's the people, and the people that have been left out of the equation. And that's primarily what I admire about the Democratic Party, is that going back through Texas history, at least, you got Sam Houston, Sam Rayburn, Barbara Jordan, Ralph Yarborough, Ann Richards, Molly Ivins, you've got people who stood up for people. And that is just not what Rick Perry has been doing.
Kinky, it's Chad. And I was just in Waco for my 20th high school reunion at the Hog Creek Saloon. We had a great time, but little question.
You don't look that old. You look like a very young little booger.
Well, I tried to say it was my tenure, and people kind of called me out on it. But here's what I was say. What are people talking about in Texas as you travel around the state? What are the core issues in this election?
Well, I think one of the things that's really resonated is toll roads, is that the state is turning into one vast foreign-owned corporate toll road. And I think the roads should be a public trust. They always have been. We pay our taxes. The state builds the roads. So I have promised to buy back these toll roads and to ban them and ban all future ones, buy back what we have, and do it with money raised from casino gambling, which right now, of course, we don't have legalized gambling in Texas. So what's happened is we're helping Louisiana build its schools and roads.
Yeah, I was just fixing to ask you. I said, you know, I'm from the Shreveport area, and you know, Dallas basically empties out on the weekends and comes to Shreveport and dumps millions of dollars into Louisiana's economy.
Chad, everybody in East Texas, and Sunday morning they go to church, Sunday evening they go to Shreveport. that's common sense. The other thing is, I think the Democratic Party has had one man of the people in recent history as governor, and she wasn't even a man at all. That was Ann Richards. And she was a better man than many men, actually. But
that's true. Yeah.
But after Ann, the Democrats I think the political insiders have been mismanaging things, and I think they've had their candidates run on demographics, not on ideas. I mean, I've got lots of ideas. I've got more ideas than Rick and Kay put together.
You have one or two of them?
Yeah. I would like a 3-year moratorium on insurance rate hikes, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Texas.
That's good.
And I would like to see us elect our insurance commissioner, not appoint him.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that would help us not pay the highest premiums in the world. I'd like to give all teachers in Texas a $3,000 raise all across the boards. And don't ask where is this money coming from. Let me assure you, the Texas Comptroller's Office tells us we're the 10th largest economy in the world. The problem has never been a lack of money. It's always been a lack of leadership.
That's good stuff, Kinky. Hey, listen, we all watch up here in Washington and around the country these Texas secession protest and rallies. You know, there was one there in Austin, I think, in the last 2 days. And can you kind of explain what is that? And I think Rick Perry is, you know, teeing off on it in kind of a very opportunistic way.
Yes, Perry saw the Tea Parties forming, and he jumped in front of them, primarily to tack to the right of Kay Bailey. What he does is strategically to get to the right of Kay Bailey. When
right.
He turned down $550 million, guys, the stimulus, he did that to get to the right of Kay Bailey. Now, that $550 million at that time could have been used to set up a conservation corps of unemployed people that would have had Galveston back on her feet, you know?
Wow.
But he passed on that. That was arrogance on his part. And I think, you know, Texas has the right to secede, apparently, from the union. That Perry got in front of this cranked-up bunch of teabaggers, and they all cheered him the first time. Then he came back, and they booed him. I mean, these people aren't idiots. They, you know, not at all.
Right, yeah.
So I would say it's time for Texas to secede from Rick Perry.
I like that.
Oh, that's a great line. Hey, let me ask you now, have you given any thought to a running mate? I know that that you're meeting with Willie Nelson here in the next couple weeks. Potentially a kinky Willie matchup?
That's certainly possible. And I don't know if Willie wants or needs public office, but... Willie's already the hillbilly Dalai Lama, and I should have that we're kicking things off. I don't know if you guys know this. In a couple weeks, September 16th, here in Dallas, with a Bloody Mary morning with Willie Nelson, which is a $1,000 a plate fundraiser, and that's at the Glen Eagles Country Club, and you can find out more at kinkyfriedman.com. And two nights later, my old buddy Danny Hutton from Three Dog
Night. Oh, yeah.
They're coming to San Antonio for a very intimate exclusive performance, and that's also on the website, kinkyfriedman.com. You can get reservations there. And I'll tell you one thing that's very nice. Money's starting to pour in, and in the last election, we got, I think, 12 times more individual contributors than any other candidate. We had over 70,000 contributions to the campaign, and please send money, but remember, money is not the lifeblood of politics. The lifeblood of politics is the people.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And let me ask you this. You know, I talked about Republicans running on demographics, but you're Kay Bailey Hutchinson, and you vote against the first serious Latino to be nominated for the United States Supreme Court. Yeah, Sotomayor. I mean, it's a huge... They're basically threw that to the wind. How do you capitalize on that? I mean, there's a huge Latino population there, and to me, neither Perry nor Hutchinson can appeal to any of those people.
I haven't seen a principled idea come out of either one of them, but I'll tell you why, because when you're in the hands of big money for so many decades, you know, you fly around on your private jets all the time. I mean, I'm a Southwest Airlines kind of guy myself,
yep.
And I think we need one man of the people in the race.
Yeah, no, listen, I think you're absolutely right. Again, the website is kinkyfriedman.com. Check it out. Help fuel the fire of this thing. And I think you've got a real, real shot at this. Are you feeling a little nervous because this is a real deal this time?
Oh, no, I'm ready to go. You know, it's as Elmer Kelton, the great cowboy author who just died in Texas, said, it's not how you get knocked down, it's how you get back up. And I think this Willie thing is going to be great. And now this is not just a concert. This is a chance for anybody in America to come in, meet Willie, hang out with him, get silly with Willie, whatever you want to do. Get him signed. Willie will sign anything but bad legislation.
All right, listen, our friend Kinky Friedman. Kinky, thank you for joining us. Good luck with the campaign. And please check in from us from time to time. We want to know how it's going.
Yeah, thanks, gentlemen. Just one quickie here. A guy came up to me last week, said, Kinky, you're forcing me to be a Democrat. And I said, I'm not forcing you to be a Democrat. I'm allowing you to be a Texan.
There you go. All right.
Good luck to you, Kinky.
Good luck, Kinky.
Peace, guys.
All right, Kinky Friedman, and again, to all our listeners in Dallas at Rational Radio 1360, make sure you tune out for the Willie Nelson event. That sounds great. KinkyFriedman.com is the website. We'll be back with more show after a quick break.
Kinky Friedman,
it's governor of the Lone Star State.
Kinky Friedman,
he's
the independent candidate.
Every time I turn the Bill Press Show, I get pumped up.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Well, I don't need coffee. I throw the coffee out the window.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-209-9451. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-209-9451. That's 1-800-209-9451. 1-800-209-9451.
Are you burdened with $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Struggling to get your life in order? Are you late or about to be? Let us help by settling your debt. If you are currently working and can afford making monthly payments, call our professionals today for a no-obligation analysis. Call 1-800-506-1675. 1-800-506-1675. You owe it to yourself and your family. Call Debt-Free Stimulus today at 1-800-506-1675. Debt-Free Stimulus is a debt-matching service. Individual results may vary, so please review all program terms.
My husband had a health concern a month ago.
Mr. Thompson, everything looks good.
Oh, thanks, doctor.
Turned out to be nothing, but it got us doing more for our health. Like morning exercise and taking silver.
Centrum Silver multivitamins are age-adjusted. They help protect your health as you age with key antioxidants and other nutrients that help protect the health of your heart, eyes, and bones.
Things have sure changed around here.
Age-adjusted Centrum Silver. Take along with a healthy diet and exercise. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Starting our morning off with a couple of different accidents. One involving a motorcycle accident. It's on Highway 85, just west of I-25 there in the Castle Rock area. Also got a two-vehicle accident at 5th and Sheridan on the highways. Just a normal jam southbound 25 up in Northland, 104th to 84th. That's our slow spot right now. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Also hazy with a small possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm. Our current downtown temperature is 62 degrees. John Turk, AM 760.
Do you have low back pain on a regular basis? Do you take medication most days to treat your pain? If chronic low back pain gets in the way of things you enjoy, you may want to consider volunteering for a clinical research study. This study is evaluating an investigational medication to see if it can reduce chronic low back pain. You may qualify if you're at least 18 and have chronic low back pain that you treat with medication. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today.
Call 1-877-505-8130. That's 1-877-505-8130. 1-877-505-8130. Or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
You're listening to AM 760.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Back to the Bill Press Show with the sweet sounds of Elmo.
I like it.
The new public service announcement from the Centers for Disease Control. They're trying to get people to really focus on the whole swine flu. President held a news conference with Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security, and of course Arnie Duncan, who is the head of education. I spent last week in Atlanta.
How was that, Masters?
It was interesting. I work for a public relations firm, Corvus Communications, and we've been working with the Centers for Disease Control, to prepare their folks to be talking about this. And let me tell you, they're the hardest working. These folks, never let up. I mean, they've been working really, really hard, to talk about, prevention, prevention, and more prevention. Because at the end of the day, that's really what it's going to be about. I mean, it's going to be about getting the vaccines when they're available. But until they're available, it's going to be.
Let me ask you a simple question. I read during the SARS, the post-SARS thing, they did a research study in which hospitals did better and whatnot over there. And the best deterrent is simply washing your hands and Purell, et cetera. They found the mask really didn't do that much.
Well, the mask actually would stop the bacteria from floating around in the air. So it's washing your hands a lot.
Yep.
It's covering your cough when you sneeze, covered in your sleeve, because you don't want to spread the germs around. And I think that is that's critical, and it's a lesson that they're going to have to teach at the schools. When the vaccines become available, obviously those are going to be huge, and there's a couple things. One, you've got to get your flu vaccine for the general seasonal flu,
which you can get now.
Yeah. They're starting to do that. They're rolling that whole plan out now, and then the H1N1 special vaccines will become available probably in mid-October. There's like a 45 million plus dose that they're expecting to get, sometime mid-October. But it'll continue. They'll produce more and more millions by the week.
Does the Center for Disease Control recommend everybody get both? Are you talking about two different shots?
You're actually going to be talking about three shots. You're talking about the seasonal flu, and it's likely, they don't know for sure, but it's likely that you're going to have to get a H1N1 vaccine and then 3 weeks later get a booster to that. So there'll be three shots in total.
Golly.
And it's really critical that we kind of keep focused on this. And fortunately, the strain of the flu is not, it doesn't make people any more sick. I mean, the best thing is to keep yourself healthy in general. Make sure your weight's under control. Make sure you're not smoking. Making sure you take care of your overall health, because what they found in the first blush last spring when it occurred was that people who were in generally overall good health was able to knock it out. It was just kind of like the regular symptoms of regular flu. It's people that have upper respiratory issues and those kinds of things where there was deeper issues and deeper problems. Anyway, very interesting.
Yep.
And again, wash your hands, cover your sneeze when you
I'm sorry.
Wash the microphone with sanitizer as often.
Hey, I'm glad you're helping them, Masters. That's important work.
It is. It's really, really interesting work. So 28 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Bill Press Show this morning with Rich Masters and Chad Clanton. We'll be back to talk about the upcoming congressional races. Get Clanton's view on where we need to go on health care. So make sure you come on back, please.
This is the Bill Press Show. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children, and for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom47.com. Freedom47.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Motorcycle accident on Highway 85 west of I-25 in the Castle Rock area. Northbound 85 has been shut down. Traffic now alternating in the southbound lane, so that's going to take you some time to get past. In the metro, two-car crash, 5th and Sheridan. Rest of the drive looking pretty standard for us on the freeways right now. Your forecast today, mix of sun and clouds and haze, a high around 87 degrees. Small chance for an isolated thunderstorm, mostly to the southeast of the metro this afternoon. Right now, our temperature in downtown Denver is 62 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price go to participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
It's time to shop the authority. Hit your stride this week at Sports Authority with prices on Nike, Asics, and Saucony running shoes starting from just $39.99. Gear up for fall sports with performance apparel, equipment, and cleats from top brands like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. It's time to shop Sports Authority this week with Nike, Asics, and Saucony running shoes starting at $39.99. Sports Authority, dedicated to the dedicated.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
Hey, back to the program in a bit. But first, I just read a statistic that blew me away. Get this. More than 45 million of us are living without health insurance. 45 million! And just one hospital bill can bankrupt you, right? But listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
Hello, AM 760 listeners. It's Tom Hartman for Outdoor Kitchen. Outdoor Kitchen has everything you'll need for Colorado outdoor living. They have the largest selection of barbecue grills and grill accessories in the Rocky Mountains. And Outdoor Kitchen has a huge selection of high-quality patio furniture. Do yourself a favor this year. Stop in to see all there is to see at Outdoor Kitchen. You'll find them at I-225 and Tamarack behind Sonic. Call 303-991-9911. 303-991-9911 or go to OutdoorKitchen.com.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
You're talking about it? We're talking about it. This is the Bill Show.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Bill Press Show on this beautiful Wednesday morning. At least it's beautiful here in our nation's capital, just a few blocks from the United States Capitol. Hope it's beautiful where you are as well. A little bit of fall in the air tonight, today, actually. And our guest this morning, Chad Clanton.
Welcome. Good morning. Good
How
morning.
Are you?
The chill in the air reminded me of the George Strait song, The Chill of an Early Fall.
The Chill of an Early Fall.
There you
oh,
go.
I love that song.
It's a nice song.
That's a great, great little
it's a nice song.
So it's kind of, I'm starting to, this morning in the chill, I kind of felt a little talking about football.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's kind of football. All of a sudden, football weather kind of popped into
my
brain.
Is the first weekend of college football coming up?
I think it is the first weekend
September
of college.
September 5th.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees passed for like 575 yards and a half.
Yeah.
Or something over the weekend. So that was,
that's an improvement. I like
that. That was good. Yep.
You like the progress.
Yeah. How did the Dallas Cowboys? How are they?
Well,
are they
we're having trouble with the new stadium and the,
and the
big screen there, the scoreboard.
How's the worst spent money in football doing?
The thing cost over $1 billion with a B,
billion.
And it's going to cost like $5 million, I'm told, just to move the scoreboard. Yeah. They had a drinking game on the internet where every time the punters hit the Dallas Cowboys score, you have to take
Woo.
A drink.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love it.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. And of course, Jerry Jones, there's no problem. I mean, at what point did someone not say, let's go out and punt it and see if we can hit?
Well, they said that the NFL told them 90 feet, and they did it 5 feet higher. They said they tested it. But clearly,
they didn't test it with a punter who was on steroids.
Right.
Did you see Dick Cheney this weekend?
I did. Fox News Sunday. He likes to make news, doesn't he?
Yeah, on Fox News, it's amazing. So he was on talking about the Eric Holder investigation into the memos on enhanced interrogation, or as most of us know it, torture.
Right.
Anyway, here's a little bit of Dick.
I think it's an outrageous political act that will do great damage long term to our capacity to be able to have people take on difficult jobs, make difficult decisions without having to worry about what the next administration is going to say.
See the point there. They want to drive it back to these, you know, the low level CIA guys.
Yeah.
And it's not they're following orders.
Right.
This is
keep mothers and fathers up at night worrying about the next terror attack for political advantage. Is that what you're saying?
That's it.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And this is the guy, Dick Cheney, that Republican strategists are saying might be a good presidential candidate in 2012?
I'm hoping that he's the guy.
And this is the guy that it was at like 14% job approval when he left.
It shows how the strategists, I mean, keep in mind, their chief strategist is Michael Steele. So
maybe they don't use polling.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't get it. Anyway, he goes on this Fox News thing, and I know you've probably heard this clip, but here is the thing that offends Dick Cheney the most.
I guess the other thing that offends the hell out of me, frankly, Chris, is we had a track record now of 8 years of defending the nation against any further mass casualty attacks from Al-Qaeda. The approach of the Obama administration should be to come to those people who were involved in that policy and say, how did you do it? What were the keys to keeping the country safe over that period of time? Instead, they're out there now threatening to disbar the lawyers who gave us the legal opinions, threatening, contrary to what the president originally said, they're going to go out and investigate the CIA personnel who carried out those investigations.
What offends the hell out of me?
What offends, frankly, the hell out of me? Well, offends me is the fact that he continues on this charade. I mean, you know, and the thing that I continually, he's so amazed that the attorney general could be independent of the president. The president's been pretty clear. Let's not look back. Let's look forward. You know, and so the president said that, but his attorney general, he's turned to the Department of Justice over to an attorney general who is independent.
Right.
Now, I understand for Dick Cheney, who ran the Department of Justice as if it were an arm of the Republican National Committee, how he could be confused about that. Anyway, a friend, David Letterman.
Yes.
Heard, you know, the vice president, former vice president, thank God.
Yeah.
The former vice president's comments about things that really tick him off, really offend him.
Yeah.
And so Letterman's top 10 list on Monday night was the top 10 things that could offend Dick Cheney. So I want to play that for you.
The category tonight, top 10 ways to irritate Dick Cheney. Here we go, number 10. Try to talk to him before he's had his morning heart attack. There you go. Number 9, don't have weapons of mass destruction he keeps saying you had. Number 8, several reveal plot spoilers before he's had a chance to watch Gossip Girl. Number 7, leave the lights on in the dungeon. You think I'm made of money? Number 6, accidentally throw out the tub of Crisco he was saving for lunch.
That's pretty good.
Number 5, call him Ricky. Call him Ricky. Number 4, beat him in a sneering contest. Number 3,
ooh, that'd be tough.
Replace Lipitor with refreshing Mentos. Number 2, at dinner, ask who's got a good hunting accident story. And the number 1 way to irritate Dick Cheney. Irritate Cheney? No, he's a pretty laid-back dude. There you go.
Irritate Dick. I like the hunting accident one. That's good.
Oh, man. I like Crisco's my
the
favorite.
Crisco. The tub of Crisco he's going to have for lunch.
Yeah.
But they're talking about him as a serious candidate. And his daughter, right? His daughter, they're talking about his daughter running for office in Virginia.
Yeah.
What do you make of the Cheney mystique? Can it continue? I mean, I think they're so discredited, but... You know, the right-wing crazies do control that party right now.
Look, the right wing is becoming more and more extreme, I think, in the Republican Party. It's these, you know, these crazy town hallers that really get off. The teabaggers that like to go yell at their congressmen and get on TV. They get their jollies off that. And, you know, I think what's even more scary is that the Cheneys are a vessel for them, that they sort of carry their message and their angst and anger. And, I don't think that's a good thing for our country.
Cheney candidacy, though, would basically pretty much doom Sarah Palin to the ash bin of history, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it would guarantee the reelection of Barack Obama. So I hope he runs. That'd be the best news we could possibly have as Democrats.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, when you talk about health, I mean, the health situation, I mean, I can't imagine anyone would want to go back to that, ridiculous deal. Anyway, if you want to give us a call, weigh in on Big Dick, the number is 866-557-7377, 866-557-7377. You got a question for Mr. Clanton as well. So these upcoming elections, let me ask you, all the prognosticators now are saying that Democrats could lose up to 10 seats in the House. Senator is on solid ground. But even if you look, Harry Reid now is, if you look at polls in Nevada, even Harry Reid is behind some challengers who no one has ever heard of. He doesn't have a big name a challenger in the bunch. So all the smart shot prognosticators, and then the guy from 535, I think, the website that was designed, yeah, that called the last couple elections pretty much dead on, are saying that, you know, Democrats could lose a minimum of 20 seats.
Mm-hmm.
What's your read? I mean, you travel around the country, you've done campaigns, a lot of these 20 seats are marginal anyway.
I mean,
these are the conservative Democrats or moderate Democrats, blue dogs, whatever you want to call them,
mm-hmm,
that are kind of teetering on the bubble. Give me your take on the upcoming congressional race.
Yeah. Well, first of all, historically, we have a hill to climb because every first-term president, his first midterm, they typically lose seats. There's only been a couple exceptions. JFK was one of them. Second, I don't think it has to be that way, the way the prognosticators are saying these midterm elections will go. If we can get the economy to continue to come back a little bit, you know, the stock market was down and at 6,000, now it's over 9,000. If people can see their 401ks go up a little bit, if we can get this unemployment situation under control, or at least start declining a little bit, and people feel that hope that people are going back to work. And we need to do something on health care. We have to do something on health care. Rich, you know from your experience that anytime you're the incumbent party like we are, the message formulation will have to be, we have done X and Y, send us back to Congress so we can do these other things. I mean, it has to be. And we can't say it's time for a change because we're in power. So we need a few achievements that people can feel. If we can get those, I think we can do better than people are saying, predicting right now.
You know what amazes me about Barack Obama is, from a purely political standpoint, he could have shelved health care. You know, he could have claimed, I mean, the truth is, if Barack Obama were really running for the polls and not to really make fundamental change in America, the smart political move for him this year would have been, let's focus on the economy, because the economy is going to come roaring back, and it is.
Yep.
And the problem is even though the economy is coming back and people are starting to find jobs now and the economy is starting slowly to chug along, he's not getting the credit he deserves for that because it's overshadowed by the whole healthcare
debate. That's exactly right.
And if in a purely political world, he would have done S-CHIP to ensure, you know, uninsured children.
Yep.
He would have done, you know, immigration reform and a couple small bore things and started the ball rolling on energy. And right now, instead of talking about all of the controversy over health care, we'd be talking about what an amazing presidency this is and that he's beginning to turn around the worst economy in generations.
Yep.
But from a message standpoint, he said, no, we know we can't wait on health care. And I think that was a politically courageous thing to do. As a strategist, I would have advised him to shelve health care.
Yep.
As an American, I'm glad he's taken up health care now. 44 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Bill Press Show this morning with Rich Masters and my buddy Chad Clanton. We'll be back with more show after a quick break.
I mean, without you, American people wouldn't have half an idea what the heck's going on right now. So I really appreciate it.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Who's ready to hear some fun facts about Geico? All right, let's give it a go, shall we? First, Over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO last year. Second, GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Third, GEICO has been providing car insurance for over 70 years.
Whoa, hold up a tick. These aren't fun facts at all. These are financially sound facts. We've been duped.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221. For your in-home 60-day risk-free trial, that's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
If you're trying to get out of Castle Rock, got a problem, a motorcycle crash on Highway 85. It's near Daniels Park Road. That's just west of I-25 there in the Castle Rock area. Northbound side shut down traffic using the southbound lanes. They're alternating there, so that's going to take you some time. Also, a two-vehicle crash, 5th and Sheridan. Rest of the drive looking pretty good for us so far this Wednesday morning. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Also hazy with a small possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm. Right now, 63 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Painting is like giving your home a fresh coat of character. At Ace, we help make it easier and now more affordable. For a limited time, get a $5 mail-in rebate on each gallon of select Royal paint, starting at $21.99. So you can make your bedroom a little brighter, give your living room a new look. For everything you'll need, plus expert advice on making a big difference for a small price, hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only. Limit 10. See store for details.
Science is a marvelous thing. It really is. I've been really sick since March the 3rd. And now I'm talking about Rocky's Autos. And I got here in my Red Rocket, my wheelchair, to be able to talk about a bunch of people who have backed me 100%. Rocky's Autos at 63rd and Federal. And I'll tell you right now, you go out there, you comparison shop, and I think you should, but you'll find the best deals at Rocky's Autos because their selection is huge. This ain't no boneyard, folks. Oh, don't you like that car talk? This is no boneyard. This is the real thing. As a matter of fact, in the condition I'm in, I can't even walk the lot. Gotta have a golf cart. And you're probably in better condition than I am, and you'll need a golf cart too. So get out to Rocky's Autos, whether it's trucks, whether it's a second vehicle, whatever it is, you'll find it at 63rd and Federal.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Young.
Yeah, man.
Southern man.
I like it. I like it.
Listen to that riff, huh?
Yeah.
Damn good stuff. All right, so we've been talking health care and kind of the politics of health care. Because there's the policy end of healthcare, and then there's the politics of it. Because at the end of the day, if you don't figure out how to pass a bill, and this is the point I've been making, I want to get your take on it, Chad. Again, I've said, listen, the perfect is you've got a public option that competes with the private plans, lowers costs for everybody. And I absolutely think that that is a fundamental way to force the insurance companies to lower rates and to really aggressively go after those who are uninsured. If you can't get that, Chad.
Yep.
Can't get that. Do you say we're going to take our ball and go home and get nothing? Because the point I'm making is that making incremental change and doing it, you know, where you're cost containment, where you're holding the insurance companies accountable, where you're forcing them to, you know, make healthcare insurance affordable for everybody. Let's move. That's a huge chunk of the pie to move forward, yeah. Even without the public option. Because at the end of the day, if we get nothing, then all of the people that all of our callers and all of our supporters rail against will win.
Right.
If we don't get anything.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. We can't do an all or nothing political strategy.
We did that 16 years ago, and what did we get?
Nothing.
Nothing.
For 16 years, nothing. So this is a big problem. Look, I want the whole enchilada, okay, including public option, I would take, as a citizen, gladly a first step that you're talking about. Hold insurance companies accountable. Make sure you won't get, you'll get approved even with a pre-existing condition. Control these costs, et cetera. And if we could do that, that would be a lot of business done to you know, help the average consumer.
It would be huge.
And I think make it easier to come back and add a public option or a co-op option later.
Right, after we get public opinion, more once people realize it's a good plan.
They got to get comfortable with it. You know how this works.
Yeah.
People have to see it and know that it works.
Absolutely. We've got a caller. Artie from Buchanan, Michigan joins us. Artie, good morning. Welcome to the program with Rich and Chad this morning.
Good morning. I hear Cheney's kept us safe here since 9/11. Well, I read Paul O'Neill, Bush's Treasury Secretary, book, and it said in there that they were warned about terrorists in his cabinet meetings. He was warned about terrorists in this country, and he just didn't take it for anything and disregarded and told him he didn't want to hear about it anymore. And then 9/11 happened.
They don't mention that, do they?
They forget that, don't they?
That's right. And, you know, Al-Qaeda, they're in no hurry. Time means nothing to them. From when they tried to blow the towers down to when they run the planes into them, it was 7 years. And so they're in no hurry. Their goal is to take us down. And time, you know, because he kept us safe, he didn't keep us safe. They're just haven't progressed far enough to give us the next blow.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, it, you know, we're now on the anniversary of the warning, the August warning when Bush was in Texas, and he got the intelligence briefing that at the headlines that Al-Qaeda determined to attack inside the United States, that they basically...
And then went and played golf.
And then went and played golf.
Right, he got the information, went and played golf.
Forgot it, neglected
right.
it. Just like when Katrina, he was told, you know, the city's underwater, and he went to a fundraiser.
Right.
You know, again, neglecting his duties as president.
Right. Right.
But, you know, I think it's a huge point. Corey's joining us from Chicago. Good morning, Corey. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Rich. Hi, Chad.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to make a point about the incrementalism. It almost has to be an all-or-nothing approach, and here's why. I'm a psychologist, social psychologist with a background in decision-making. There's a phenomenon called satisficing, which means that you don't really get what you want, but you're happy with what you have. And if we go with the incremental approach, we're very likely to end up with something similar. We end up with what is really a suboptimal answer and will eventually fail. And keeping in mind also that the public option is a compromise. The best solution is single-payer health care. And we've already, and the Democrats in Congress and President Obama have already made the mistake of taking that off the table. So they've already pushed that end anchor way, way, way down from where it needs to be in order to get the Republicans to come to a reasonable compromise that'll do something that'll actually have an effect.
Yeah, now listen, Corey brings up a good point, and I've heard this, you know, I've heard this before, that, you know, the single payer was kind of the original option, and the public option is kind of the fallback. You know, and I agree, listen, I agree, and that's why I support the whole plan as it currently exists. The problem is, and the question is incrementalism worse than we have now? And the conclusion I come to is no, and if we don't get it, something done now, my fear is that we're going to go another 16 years before this comes back.
Right. I mean, you know, I guess the question for the caller is, here's your choice. Would you rather have the whole thing, which we all want, okay, or
the status quo?
Or if knowing that that's going to fail, if, you know, if that's the way the debate goes, looks like it's going to fail, would you want a first step, a meaningful step, instead?
Yeah.
You know,
listen, it's
I don't think it's a hard choice.
Yeah. I mean,
something
and,
or nothing.
And for us who are true believers, we want the whole thing.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we've got to figure out what we can get past. It's 6 minutes before the top of the hour. You're listening to the Bill Press Show this morning with Rich Masters. Know there's a lot of talk on this topic and a lot of discussion, and the country's better for it. We'll be right back.
What is required of us now is a new era of responsibility. A recognition on the part of every American that we have duties to ourselves, our nation, and the world.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
In
this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the math. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value, yours free. Do it for your family, do it for your kids, do it for your health, do it for you, and do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546. For you or a loved one, 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free. 800-591-2546. That's 800-591-2546.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Welcome to Madame Saralina, psychic and fortune teller. What brings you here?
Listen, I don't really believe in...
Silence!
Oh.
I sense you have satellite dish, yes?
How'd you know that?
Because you're unhappy.
That's true.
And your connection to internet?
It's the worst!
Yes, yes, I see good things in your future. I see.
What is it?
Comcast. Now we listen to announcer.
Right now, Comcast Digital Starter Cable is just $29.99 a month, and Performance High-Speed Internet is only $24.99 a month, each for 6 months. Get them both, and HBO is included. With Comcast Digital Cable, you get on-demand, with hundreds of movies and shows you can watch on your schedule. And our high-speed internet is fast and loaded with features, including McAfee to keep your computer safe online. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 9/21/09. Restrictions apply. After 6 months, regular rates apply. Equipment taxes and installation fees extra. Call for details.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Every time I hear this song, I think of when Al Gore was first introduced to the New York Convention in 1992. They played this song.
It's a great song.
It's a great song. Call me Al.
It's a good song.
2 minutes before the top of the hour. If you got to be at work at the top, you got 2 minutes to do so. And I'll be back bright and early tomorrow morning. We've got a great show lined up for you. Stan Collender, who writes Capital Gains and Games, a Democratic budget analyst, the guy that literally wrote the guide to the federal budget, will be along with us. We've got a lot of other things in store for you. My thanks to Chad Clanton. Chad? I appreciate you taking some time, especially in August where you're supposed to be kicked back, relaxed, just going out and seeing the ladies here in D.C.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with y'all. Thanks for having me. It's always fun.
Yeah, listen, thanks for joining us, and thank you for joining us this morning. Hope Bill is out there in California relaxing, got his feet up. He's going to need to have his dancing shoes on because when he gets back next week, healthcare in full bore. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody. Make it a great day.
This is the Bill Press.
Are you looking to lose 10 pounds or more? Well, if you're between the ages of 21 and 55 and you live in this listening area, you now have a chance to try one of the most powerful weight loss breakthroughs ever discovered for free. It's called Apamine, and it's only available in right-size smoothies. In a moment, I'll give you the toll-free number you can call to start losing weight for free. Years of clinical testing helped earn right-size a government patent, and now it's being made available to the public. It's unique. Clinically powerful combination of ingredients allows you to lose weight naturally and effortlessly without feeling hungry or deprived. And if you don't lose the weight, you never pay for the smoothies. For 2 full weeks free, call now, 1-800-500-3305. Apamine is one of the most powerful weight loss discoveries ever available. While supplies last, you can experience it free for 2 full weeks. Again, to reserve your free two-week trial, call now 1-800-500-3305. 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. There's fresh evidence the job market is beginning to turn around, but the improvement may not be as fast as expected. A report that's just been released by the ADP payroll company shows the smallest one-month drop in private sector employment in almost a year, just under 300,000 jobs lost. Economist Joseph Lavorgna says a government jobs report Friday could give a more accurate reflection of what's going on.
We expect those figures to show about half of the job loss that ADP is showing.
A new government report shows that productivity grew at the fastest pace in 6 years during the second quarter as companies slashed payrolls to cut costs. Americans who don't understand health care reform could get some clarification from President Obama. Politico's Mike Allen says the president plans to spell out what he wants in a speech next week.
President Obama wants to sign a health care bill. The specifics of what are in it are less important to him. So he's going to go up to Capitol Hill and say, you've got to get this done, and it's better to have something than nothing.
Allen says the president won't insist on having a government insurance option. The wildfire raging north of Los Angeles is getting bigger. But CBS's Steve Futterman tells us fire crews seem to be getting a handle on it.
With growing confidence, firefighters are hoping to make significant progress for a second straight day. Weather conditions improved yesterday, allowing for a major breakthrough. The fire has now burned more than 140,000 acres, but there are a number of encouraging signs. In many areas, the fire is losing its strength, and some evacuation orders have been lifted, and residents are coming back home. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Fire Command Post in Los Angeles.
Hurricane Hermina has weakened, but it continues to bear down on Baja California. The big ban on campus this fall could be the flu bug. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan, what's the latest?
Well, students are back on campus, and H1N1 is too, with cases at four schools in Ohio, the University of Kansas, Georgia Tech, Atlanta's Emory University, and others. And schools across the country are trying to make students aware of what they can do.
Every time I see somewhere I can wash my hands, I'm pretty careful what I touch.
But despite all the warnings and web page alerts, college clinics are bracing for more H1N1 cases, Frank.
In Afghanistan, the Taliban served notice they can strike at any time, anywhere. A suicide bombing today killed Afghanistan's deputy intelligence chief and 22 other people. Terrorism expert MJ Gohel.
What is worrying is that the Taliban are able to penetrate through tight security.
Cable TV journalists Laura Ling and Yuna Lee, in their first account of what happened to them in North Korea, admit they strayed across the border but claim they may have been set up by a guide. Writing on the Los Angeles Times website, Ling and Lee say North Korean border guards arrested them on Chinese territory and dragged them back over the border. They were held almost 5 months. S&P futures are down 3 points just ahead of the bell. This is CBS News.
Being Ready, a true story from Farmers Insurance. Ricky, a farmer's client.
I'm a fireman. I'm gone 2 to 4 weeks at a time.
Maureen Martinez, a farmer's agent.
We had a discussion about what he wanted to protect that helps me to build a comprehensive insurance package.
Being prepared is the number one thing you need to do.
Are you this ready? Get to know a farmer's agent today. For auto, home, business, or life insurance, visit farmers.com because ready feels good.
This dramatization was inspired by a real letter from allergy sufferer Steve of Florida after he discovered chloraseptic allergen block.
The dust at my job made me sick. I had an inhaler, nebulizer, and allergy medicines. Nothing worked. Picking up my expensive medicines, I found something else. Chloraseptic allergen block. This invisible gel goes around your nostrils. It blocks allergens and stops my allergy attacks. It saved my job.
Hit allergens before they hit you with chloraseptic allergen block. Use as directed.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Irritated eyes and lungs as Coloradans are breathing some of the smoke from the California fires. Dr. Irwin Gelfand with National Jewish Health.
This is a little different than our brown cloud. I think we don't know exactly what the intensity is going to be, what the composition and how concentrated the particulate matter is going to be.
Gelfand recommends those with upper respiratory problems stay indoors as much as possible until the skies clear. RTD wants to make sure its park and rides don't become one-stop shops for crooks during Broncos games. It's increasing security after more than two dozen cars were vandalized Sunday during the Broncos-Bears game. The soft economy is apparently not keeping front rangers from heading for the high country. It's been a record-setting summer at the Eisenhower Tunnel, which charted its busiest month ever in July. Finally, a Boulder rock band's catching a huge break in the video game world. Rose Hill Drive's Sneak Out is one of 85 songs included in the new Guitar Hero 5 game. In 2007, Rolling Stone named Rose Hill Drive one of the 10 new artists to watch. Sports: Rockies snap a five-game losing streak. They beat the Mets last night 8-3. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where speeds are really dropping for southbounders on I-25. This is after 120th, taking you towards 84th. Speeds, in fact, are going to hit the teens in spots off those main roads. Crews have cleaned up an accident in the Castle Rock area that occurred on Highway 85 west of I-25. And we've got a bunch of surface street accidents that may be getting in your way. One of them, Arapaho and Jordan, latest 48th and Vasquez. Then there's one downtown, 15th and Lawrence. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high in the mid to upper 80s today. Again, it's going to be hazy, not as bad as yesterday. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently 57 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
You wouldn't buy your knickers without trying them on, would you? So don't.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Seven here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Having a typical Wednesday, the universe conspiring against me. Freaking hate Wednesdays. Really freaking hate them. Just the worst day of the week.
I knew not to look for you for sunshine this morning, Dave.
I spilled peanut butter on myself this morning.
Peanut butter?
Yeah, we have organic peanut butter.
Is that kind of like extra creamy?
No, it's like when you make peanut
watery?
Butter, it's not. Yeah, it's oily. There's a lot of oil on top.
When you told me that, I was like, how does a guy spill peanut butter?
Yeah, I spilled peanut butter oil all over myself this morning. Freaked out. I mean, I literally had like a meltdown in my kitchen.
Was Emily still sleeping?
Yeah, she was already up, and she was trying to calm me down and saying, "This is why I have gray hair on my head."
Classic. Wednesdays for you.
Wednesdays,
man. That
was
my Tuesday, man. I hate Tuesdays.
But Wednesday nights are okay because that's the end of the day. And this Wednesday night, tonight, I hope to see as many folks out there as possible. I'll be at the at Confluence Park in downtown Denver from 6:30 to 8:30 for the Send Them Back to Congress rally about health care. Congress about to go back into session next week, and so there's a big rally at Confluence Park between 6:30 and 8:30 p.m. tonight here in Denver, to try to rally for the public option and for universal health care, to send these members of Congress back from Colorado, send them back with a big message. I'll be speaking there at the event along with many others. And later on in the broadcast, we'll be joined by SEIU Executive Vice President Mitch Ackerman from out here, who is SEIU, one of the organizers of that event. Then later on in the broadcast, we'll have on Karen Rosa, the Vice President of the Film and Television Unit at the American Humane Association, the Denver-based American Humane Association. They have a new report out about Hollywood filmmakers that may be using the no animals were harmed credit at the end of movies wrongly. They may be abusing that. They may not actually be treating animals all that well on the sets of movies. And as you know, if you listen to this broadcast, you know not being nice to animals is something that really pisses me off. I mean, it really, really pisses me off. It's one of my pet peeves. So that's at 8. And we'll do a news update right now.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right. We'll start in, we'll do some national news first. Lot of national news. The CIA is under increasing pressure. The headline is CIA resists disclosure of records on detention. The CIA is refusing to make public hundreds of pages of internal documents about the agency's defunct detention and interrogation program, saying such disclosures would jeopardize national security by revealing classified intelligence sources and operations. The CIA's argument to withhold the material, laid out Monday in a declaration to a federal court in New York, comes a week after the Obama administration declassified documents about abuses in the CIA's secret overseas prisons, and the Justice Department began investigating the actions of CIA operatives. So the CIA fighting back, trying not to allow more information out. Pretty pathetic, if you ask me. This fear of disclosing information from the past, using the guise of national security, in my estimation, to prevent disclosures of potentially criminal behavior. Unfortunately, it's par for the course. The Politico reports that Senate Republican Conference Chairman Lamar Alexander of Tennessee said Democrats would set off a, quote, minor revolution in the country if they push health care legislation through Congress using a procedural maneuver known as reconciliation. This somehow, this is a unacceptable revolutionary tactic to try to pass something through the U.S. Senate with 51 votes instead of 60 votes. I don't really follow the logic. 51 votes in the Senate is the majority of the Senate. The idea that it's somehow revolutionary to pass things through the Senate with 51 votes strikes me as incredibly odd, especially considering that the Republicans, when they controlled the Senate, they passed George Bush's huge tax cuts and tried to pass drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge with reconciliation, with 51 votes. So the idea that somehow this is revolutionary strikes me as extremely strange, and what it really strikes me as is that the Republicans are absolutely freaking out that health care is probably going to pass. The Hill News reports a prominent union official repeated Labor's threat against Democrats, warning that come election time the party could lose Labor support if there's no government-sponsored health care plan option in reform legislation. Rich Trumka, the Secretary-Treasurer for the AFL-CIO, defined the public option as, quote, an absolute must if lawmakers want to effect serious changes to the nation's health care system. Trumka is the likely next president of the 11 million member strong union group, and he is taking a hard line. And good for him. Unfortunately, the White House seems to once again be dithering on whether it supports the public option as part of the final bill. There's a new story in the Politico, the headline, Under Fire, Obama Shifts Strategy. Obama is considering detailing new health care demands in a major speech as soon as next week when Congress returns from the August recess. An unnamed aide earlier, a couple weeks ago, had attacked, quote-unquote, the left of the left for pushing too hard for the public option. Another unnamed aide is quoted in this story saying, we have been saying all along that the most important part of this debate is not the public option, but rather ensuring choice and competition, and there are lots of different ways to get there. So that is Washington speak for we may be backing off the public option. AP reports Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano said Wednesday that people should expect, quote, a big influx of swine flu cases this fall and prepare as best they can. quote, the best thing we can all do are the very simple things, the washing of hands, the coughing into the sleeve, Napolitano said in a nationally broadcast interview. We're in all likelihood going to have them new infections before the vaccine is available. Some scary stuff. Wall Street Journal reports government efforts to funnel hundreds of billions of dollars into the U.S. economy appear to be helping the U.S. climb out of the first recession in decades. Now, the Wall Street Journal is not exactly a left-wing voice, and it is acknowledging the headline, U.S. economy gets lift from stimulus. So, I guess that undermines the conservative argument that the stimulus has been a failure. Reuters reports, as shares of bailed-out banks bottomed out earlier this year, stock options were awarded to their top executives, setting those executives up for millions of dollars in profit as prices rebounded. That's according to a report released on Wednesday. The top five executives at 10 financial institutions that took some of the biggest taxpayer bailouts have seen a combined increase in the value of their stock options of nearly $90 million, says the report by the Washington-based Institute for Policy Studies. Nothing surprises me anymore. Really, nothing surprises me anymore. Back to healthcare, the Hill News reports that Senator Judd Gregg has hundreds of procedural objections ready for a healthcare plan Democrats want to speed through the Senate. Gregg, the senior Republican on the Budget Committee, told the Hill newspaper in a recent interview that Republicans will wage a vicious fight if Democrats try to circumvent Senate rules and use that budget maneuver to pass a trillion-dollar healthcare plan with a simple majority. So they are really digging in. And our final national news story. In May and June, there was rarely a Sunday when the governor of Louisiana didn't board a taxpayer-funded helicopter to attend church services in far-flung parts of the state. Over 5 months, Louisiana's supposedly fiscally conservative governor, Bobby Jindal, took more than three dozen helicopter trips. 14 were to attend church services. The helicopter that the governor uses the most costs $1,200 an hour to operate, or about $45,000 for 5 months of church visits. So there's fiscal conservatism for you, Governor Bobby Jindal, racking up a huge helicopter bill for his own personal travel. That's your national news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after the break, we're going to talk to SEIU Executive Vice President Mitch Ackerman from out here in Colorado, and I'll give you a Colorado news update. Later on in the broadcast, I want to fill you in on this this clip. We got a clip of the leading voice of the biggest business and economic news channel in the United States, CNBC, a leading voice making an absolute ass out of herself, suggesting that she doesn't have any idea what Medicare is and what it actually does. And we wonder why the country is so confused about healthcare when we've got idiots like this delivering basic news, or really basic misinformation. 718 here. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's going up into the high 80s today. That haze you see out there is from the California wildfires. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is improving for us down in Castle Rock, where they've moved that crash off of Highway 85 there near Daniels Park Road. Still seeing some heavier jams, though, building for us, especially on southbound 25, 120th down to 84th now. It's going to take you about 20 minutes to get through there. Several surface street accidents popping up, though, now. One at Florida and Platte River Drive. A left lane of University blocked at I-25 by a stalled truck. Also got a crash 48th and Vasquez, 15th and Lawrence, and one at Arapahoe and Jordan. That one has three cars involved. Your forecast today, mix of sun and clouds and haze. Look for high around 87 degrees. Also a small chance for an isolated thunderstorm, mostly to the south and east of the metro. Right now, 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
And taking a knee should run the clock out right before the half.
So Walmart checks other stores' prices, so I don't have to. And if there's a better price out there, they'll even match it, which means I spend less time shopping around and more time doing the important things,
like catching the halftime show.
Okay, ready? 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Yay!
Save money, live better. Walmart. Walmart will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell slam shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drop, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center is working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
I want to suck your...
I get it. Blood makes you squeamish.
Love sucks on the CW Thursday.
Something better.
It was good.
The Vampire Diaries, series premiere Thursday, September 10th, followed by the season premiere of Supernatural on the CW.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Tomorrow, we're going to be hosting for an hour Congresswoman Diana DeGette about health care. That's tomorrow at 7:30 for an hour with Congresswoman Diana DeGette. You can ask her any questions. We'll be taking calls, so tune in for that tomorrow. Speaking of health care, on the line now we have SEIU Executive Vice President Mitch Ackerman. SEIU in Colorado and nationally are organizing rallies to send Congress back to work, finally finish health care, rallies designed to push Congress to pass a serious health care reform bill, not back down. Mitch, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so the goal of the rally tonight, it's at 6:30, from 6:30 to 8:30 tonight at Confluence Park in downtown Denver. Everybody who's listening, I hope you, if you can, please turn out for that event. The goal here is to send a message to Colorado's congressional delegation to pass health care. In your mind, what are the make or break tenets of serious health care reform?
Well, you know, I think there's a question of affordability. You know, we've got to have something that provides a comprehensive that really covers people and that is affordable to low-income people, that's affordable to small businesses. And I think, you know, from our perspective, we want to see a financing structure that ensures shared responsibility between individuals, employers, and the government. So those are some of the key things that we're fighting for. But, you know, I would also say at this point, it's, you know, the opposition is not as concerned with the finer details of whether there's going to be a public option or cooperatives or, you know, how much the employer responsibility is going to be. I mean, we are really in a fight against an opposition that just wants to derail this process and ensure that Americans have to live with the status quo.
We're talking to Mitch Ackerman. He's the executive vice president of SEIU. He's works for SEIU out here in Colorado. Where do you see our particular Colorado members of Congress coming down on this? I mean, give us the lay of the land. Who do you think has been the strongest? Where are we going to ultimately have to keep an eye out in a particular way? Which members of Congress do you think are going to require the most amount of pressure here? And how do we put that kind of targeted pressure on the right people?
That's a great question. You know, I've got to hope that at the end of the day, our Democratic delegation is going to stand strong and stand with the president and the Senate and House leadership on this. And I think we'd keep the pressure up on all of them, you know, because this has really become, you know, for the opposition, more than just a fight to derail health care reform. You know, I think everybody heard Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina say, you know, if we're able to stop Obama on this, this is going to be his Waterloo. This is going to break him. You know, and last time I checked, the American people voted overwhelmingly for Barack Obama and for this Congress to send them to D.C. with an agenda for change. So I got to imagine that at the end of the day, the Democrats in Colorado's congressional delegation are going to understand what's at stake and they're going to do the right thing. And right now they're debating the finer points of the bill. You know, but we've got to remind them that, you know, every week that goes by that we don't do something on this issue, 700 Coloradans lose their health insurance. Every week that goes by where we don't solve this issue, nearly 17,000 American families have to declare bankruptcy, you know, because of staggering health care bills. And frankly, every half hour an American dies of a treatable condition because they don't have access to health care. So I think, you know, right now we're seeing a debate about what kind of reform is right, but I think at the end of the day, I'm very hopeful that our congressional delegation, at least the Democrats, are going to line up and vote yes for solid reform.
We're talking to Mitch Ackerman. He's the executive vice president of the Service Employees International Union out here in Colorado. The big rally is tonight from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Confluence Park in downtown Denver to try to send our members of Congress back to Washington with a strong health care message. I'll be there. I hope everybody listening can turn out. Again, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Confluence Park in downtown Denver. We'll post the information. That's the park near REI, right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, so it's the park near REI. We'll post the information on our website at www.am760.net. In your mind, are there lines in the sand? I mean, the public option has become, I think, a line in the sand for many, many people, and I think that makes some sense in the sense that the argument is that if you take out a public option from this proposal, it becomes a giant sop to the insurance industry. Is that how you see it, or should we look at it a little differently?
Well, I think what we see, the way we see the public option is that it meets one of the key criteria that both the president and SEIU and a lot of our allies share in this debate, which is it provides competition with the private healthcare insurance industry to make sure that we can control costs. So, you know, if folks want to jettison the private option and look at something like a cooperative system, we've got to be very, very clear about exactly how that accomplishes the goal of providing strong competition to the private insurance industry to control costs. And you know, we think a robust public option is the best way to do that.
We're talking again to Mitch Ackerman. He's the Executive Vice President of the Service Employees International Union out here in Colorado. Last question for you on this. How pivotal do you think Colorado's delegation is going to play on this? I mean, our senators are two freshman senators. One or two members in the House on the relevant committees that are dealing with health care. How pivotal a role do you think they're going to play? And if they are going to play that pivotal role, that, I guess, would mean that we as voters are going to play a pivotal role as well. Who in particular is going to play a pivotal role?
Well, you know, I think that probably the most pivotal votes are going to come down to the Senate if there's still the ability to try to get one or two Republican votes to block a filibuster. Then it's going to come down to our two senators to make sure that they are among those 60 votes voting for very strong, health and comprehensive health insurance reform.
And you're feeling pretty confident that they're going to end up in the right place on that.
You know, we've had discussions with both of them, and I think once the details of the bill get hashed out, and it's really comes down to a question of, are we going to have comprehensive reform, or are we going to have the status quo? I'm cautiously optimistic that our folks will be on the right side. We've had conversations and the finer points of reform are things that people can, agree or disagree on, but I think both Colorado senators feel very strongly that something has to be done.
Well, we will keep an eye out for where they continue to come down, what declarations and statements and votes they continue to make, and I'm sure the Service Employees International Union will as well. Keep us informed on what you're doing, and of course, always let us know how we can help here at AM 760. Mitch Ackerman, the Executive Vice President of SEIU, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you.
So again, the rally is tonight at Confluence Park near REI in downtown Denver from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. I will be there. I'm going to say a few words while I'm there. They invited me to speak a little bit. So I hope to see as many of you out there as possible. This is a really important rally. It's the Send Them Back to Congress event, specifically about health care. If we want a public option, if we want real health care reform, we're going to really have to get out to these events. And so Wednesday night is usually my worst night of the week because it's my column deadline. And when they asked me to speak, I decided to absorb the stress attack that it's going to cause me in order to create massive deadline pressure for me to be there. So I hope as many of you, again, get out there as well. Again, it's 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Confluence Park tonight in Denver. Come on out.
Dave, did you read that article in Rolling Stone? I don't know if it's the latest one or the last one, but it was the round table with, I think Krugman, Michael Moore.
I
and they're discussing
it.
The
yeah,
first about 100
yeah.
days of Obama.
Yeah, what they said.
Pretty interesting stuff because they're talking about, like the whole grassroots effort during election time and how he was able to mobilize people
right.
to get out and, support what he was doing.
Right.
But he's not been able to do that so far with health care.
Well, my take on that is that it's not just he's not been able to do it. My take is that he hasn't really tried to do it. It's hard to motivate people around an issue when you keep saying different things about the issue, right? I mean, it's like healthcare now with a public option. Then it's like healthcare
very, very
now,
true.
No public option. I mean, people...
Well, first single payer and then,
right.
public
first,
option. Now, that's just a small part of it.
Right.
Yeah,
first he was for single payer, then
the
he was for...
The language is changing.
It's changing, and it's hard to motivate and inspire people behind that. And I think that's been his failure.
Good point.
And I think it's been disappointing for a lot of people. Now, I'm not one who hesitates on criticizing Obama, but I think, I've given him the benefit of the doubt, and I still hold out hope that he can get back to the right message on health care. But I tell you something, you read the story this morning, and we had it in our news update, where anonymous aides from the White House continue to say, well, the public option may not be important, et cetera. I mean, you're just stepping over your entire message. And if you want to know why the public or that he has had trouble rallying people, it's because it's hard to rally against somebody taking 15 different positions.
Yeah.
Speaking of 15 different positions, stick around. After the break, we're going to do a Colorado news update. Some pretty big news from Senator Michael Bennett on the issue of health care. A guy who's taken, as I've said yesterday, 15 different positions on health care is changing his position a little bit once again and for the better. So stick around. We'll give you that update after a traffic update.
You got it, Dave. Southbound I-25, heavy in the normal spots, 120th to 84th speeds in the teens there, as well as from 48th past Spear Boulevard. Also got some heavy jams in Aurora, both the sides of 225, northbound and southbound at Parker Road. And got an accident eastbound I-70. 70 just east of Federal, sitting on the right-hand shoulder. Small delays back to around Sheridan and our surface street situations. Crash at 48th and Vasquez, 15th and Lawrence, Arapahoe and Jordan, and got a stall, left lane, University at I-25. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Also hazy with a small possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm. Our current downtown temperature is 60 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Win a new Vespa scooter from AM 760. Sportique scooters and maintenance.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th to September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT. Or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Attention Northern Colorado. Join Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts, Wednesday, September 9th at 6:30 p.m. in Loveland at the Addison Avenue Credit Union for a solar community event. Learn how to use rebates and incentives to save up to 60% on solar. Save even more when you join with your neighbors to create a solar community. Visit solarips.com/Loveland today to RSVP or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
It's football season. Well, win or lose, you still gotta eat. Take us tailgating.
Big Papa's Barbecue.
BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver. BBQDenver. BBQDenver.com.
And can be prevented.
We'll all pitch it. If humans can do it, so can we.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's grilling season in the land of lean beef, and that means love is in the air. Yep, time to throw on the man apron and fire up the mesquite. And with the bumblebees buzzing and the cardinals a-crooning, the mouth-watering aroma of a pepper-crusted T-bone is enough to bring tears of joy to a grown man's eyes. Discover the power of protein in the land of lean beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marv, and one caller called in about my mishap in the kitchen this morning. My organic peanut butter spilling all over myself. It was really a great morning. this morning before the crack of dawn, and a caller called in and said, just put the peanut butter in the fridge and you won't have such a problem with the oil on top. And I agree with that. But the problem was it was a new bottle of peanut butter. So it hadn't been in the fridge yet. So right when I cracked it open, it spilled all over me. And as I said, Wednesdays are usually the days when the universe conspires against me. We all have our days when the universe conspires against us. Wednesday is typically that day. But hopefully by tonight, when I see as many of you as possible, hint, hint, at the big event at Confluence Park in downtown Denver tonight from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., at the Congress Healthcare Rally. Hopefully by then I will have my column filed. I'll be in a much better mood, and the universe will be nicer to me at that point. All right, let's do a Colorado news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
All right, we have been talking over the last couple days about those potential tax breaks that Republic Airways is trying to extort from the city of Denver. Republic Airways recently bought Frontier Airlines. And Republic Airways CEO, after purchasing Frontier Airlines, has now been saying that he wants Denver to give an exemption from sales and use taxes and from aviation fuel taxes, or the company might move its operations out of Denver. Standard extortion scheme. And we talked about whether you think the city should cough up the $4 or $5 million during this huge emergency budget crisis at the city level. And many of you said no. And just to give you a sense of what's going on at the same time this extortion scheme is happening. The headline of the Denver Post today, Hickenlooper, police layoffs likely if budget compromise isn't found. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper said he will have to reduce the police force unless officers reconsider their rejection of his proposal that they delay pay raises. The mayor in a press conference said he's now looking at restructuring the police force to ensure any layoffs don't affect the number of police on the streets. To meet that end, the city could redeploy desk officers, restructure the force, and ultimately lay off police officers. We are going to try to get Mayor Hickenlooper on this show. Mayor Hickenlooper, a Democrat, spends every month taking an hour going on Mike Rosen's show, the lunatic conservative who I seem to piss off on a daily basis based on his blood vessel exploding rants against me. We're going to try to get Mayor Hickenlooper on this show to answer questions about the city budget, answer questions about why his economic development team is preparing new tax breaks for corporations like Republic Airways at the same time it's threatening to lay off police and firefighters. So, Turk, see if you can throw a call their way to get Mayor Hickenlooper on. I'm not confident that that he'll come on the show to answer any kind of substantive question.
They're trying to book him for this thing called the Book Club of the Month deal. He's kind of involved with this this Book Club of the Month in Denver, so maybe we can kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. He probably won't want to answer substantive questions. He probably enjoys Rosen softballing him, but we'll see if we can get him on this show. More Colorado news. Haze from wildland blazes in California and Utah was thick enough Tuesday to spook people in Boulder County into dialing 911 and prompting the state health department to issue air quality warnings. A high-pressure weather system is pumping smoke into the state from California fires, including 199 square mile fire burning near Los Angeles and 17 blazes in Utah, says the National Weather Service station out in Grand Junction. A fire near Grand Junction also may be adding to the murky air, which is heaviest along the I-70 corridor in western Colorado. Tuesday afternoon, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment issued a smoke health advisory for Garfield County and parts of northwest and north central Colorado. The department warned that the air is filled with so many fine particulates that it's, quote, unhealthy for sensitive groups, which includes individuals with heart disease or respiratory illness, the very young and the very old. The highest concentrations of smoke are likely going to occur north of I-70 and as far east as the Front Range. So stay tuned for air quality advisories. The number of gas drilling permits issued for new oil and gas wells in Colorado, according to the Denver Business Journal, is expected to drop 38% in 2009 compared to 2008. That's based on data from the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. The agency, which oversees Colorado's oil and gas industry, said that as of August 6th, it had approved 3,360 drilling applications and expects that number to reach 5,000 by the end of the year. That's a 38% drop from the record high reached in 2008. And a lot of that has to do with pipeline capacity or a lack thereof. And a lot of it also has to do with a glut of natural gas that was put into circulation and that therefore has driven some prices down. You compound that with lower energy usage because of the recession, and with the prices down, there is just less of an economic incentive to drill. Now, and the industry is going to have you believe that it's because of all sorts of supposed new regulations. That's a lot of hogwash. It's the economics of supply and demand. And in this is our second to last Denver story. The Colorado Independent reports that the Colorado Ethics Commission violated open meetings laws when it failed to convene a dozen closed-door meetings held earlier this year according to strict legal requirements, so says a Denver district court judge. Because the ethics panel didn't follow the law, the court has ordered the state's top ethics panel to immediately release all records of any improperly closed meetings, even those the commission claims are protected by the attorney-client privilege. So the lawsuit against the Colorado Ethics Commission continues, and the Colorado Independent doing a very good job of staying on this story. And our final Colorado news story, as promised, the benefits of primary politics. On Monday, we discussed the potential U.S. Senate Democratic primary between former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff and appointed Senator Michael Bennett. That was the big story over the weekend. By the way, you can vote on whether you think Romanoff should or should not primary Michael Bennett at www.am760.net. We talked about this primary on Monday, and now within two days of Romanoff's announcement, actually he didn't announce it, within 2 days of the headlines that Romanoff is planning a primary, Michael Bennett has made a major shift, in my estimation, on health care. Now you'll recall that over the weekend, before this story about Roman primary challenge came out, the news of Michael Bennett on health care was this. This is from the Denver Post. Bennett said that he favored a so-called public option, which would provide an alternative insurance source for those who can't get private insurance. Quote, but as I stand here today, I think it's very unlikely that the public option part of this will pass. The implicit message is that Bennett may technically support it, but he's not really going to fight for it because he doesn't think it's going to pass. He's made similar statements in the past. So has, by the way, Congressman John Salazar of the West Slope, the Democrat from out there, basically saying they technically support it, but they're not really going to fight for it. Now, cut to today. Just a few days after headlines about the Romanoff primary, Bennett is now aggressively insisting he will fight for the public option. The tone and the positioning, a huge change. Michael Bennett posted a message on the Huffington Post and on ColoradoPolls.com all about his strong support for the public option and his promise that he will fight for a public option. This represents a monumental shift. Now, to those who wonder what the value of primary politics are, and what the value really of democracy is, you see it right here. Whereas before Michael Bennett wasn't worried about needing to be accountable to voters, now, because he has an electoral or a potential electoral challenge to him in the Democratic primary, it is forcing him to be more accountable to what voters actually want. And so in public, he has shifted his position on the public option. In my estimation, it's a great shift. I think it kind of reinforces that this guy has lacks some core principles. He should have been out there fighting for this in a strong way in the past. But hey, if electoral pressure gets him to do the right thing, that's good with me. Now, interestingly, Colorado Polls, which you can find at www.coloradopolls.com, the website, it's the one of the leading political websites in the state. It's got a great post up by the head of Colorado Polls, who we will have, by the way. We're going to have him on the show. And he, the headline in his post is Bennett Scramble to Show Democratic Bona Fides. And he talks about how if Bennett ultimately does get a primary, it's really Michael Bennett's fault. It's nobody's fault other than Michael Bennett. I'm reading from this post. There was a time, perhaps, when Democrats would be making the smart political move by trying to disguise their every opinion in order to appear more conservative. But that was also a time when Republicans controlled everything. If Bennett ends up losing the Democratic nomination to somebody like Romanoff, he'll have nobody to blame but himself and whoever advised him to be so overly cautious on core policy issues. If Bennett had come out early for the public option and supported the Employee Free Choice Act in some form, even if just a promise to vote for cloture, then there's a good chance that Romanoff or another primary challenge never would have had the groundswell of support to justify a primary challenge. So you couple that with Bennett's being one of the 13 votes against Cramdown, and you see that Michael Bennett has created the problems for himself, but at least those problems are now manifesting themselves in Bennett taking a slightly stronger position on health care. That's your Colorado News Update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, stick around. After the break, I'm going to play for you this clip from one of the leading voices in economics and business news in the media to show you just what kind of an idiotic healthcare debate we're really having. You're wondering why people are confused about healthcare? Stick around and listen to this clip. It's going to blow your mind after a traffic update with John Turk.
Stop and go, moving across Aurora, southbound and northbound, 2 1/4. Parker Road seems to be the starting point for both directions there. If you're going northbound, going to end at Mississippi. Southbound, basically where 225 ends at I-25. Still working this crash, eastbound I-70, just east of Federal, sitting on the right-hand shoulder. Those delays going back to Sheridan. Also got this crash just cleaned up, Lawrence and 15, so that's out of your way now. Normal jam, southbound 25, 48th past Spear. Speeds are improving up in Northbound and Thornton as you're trying to head southbound on 25 there from 120th to 84th. Your forecast today, mix of sun and clouds and haze, a high of around 87 degrees. Small chance for an isolated thunderstorm, mostly to the southeast of the metro today. Right now, 61 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
What can you do if your baby's crying? First, check physical needs. Is he hungry, tired, need to be burped, too hot or cold, dirty diaper? Then check for illness or fever. If you think your baby's sick, call the doctor right away. And for more tips, visit calmacryingbaby.org.
Painting is like giving your home a fresh coat of character.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Your local Ace has some of the hottest prices of the season. For a limited time, buy a portable fire pit for only $29.99. Folds for easy storage and includes a bonus carrying bag. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn double points on this and other red-hot buys throughout the store. Plus, get expert advice to save time and money on all your projects. Now that's a value. Hurry into Ace, the helpful place.
Sale price good at participating stores throughout September while supplies last.
avoiding the tax trap in retirement. One thing that you've got to consider going into next year to save you some taxes is doing a Roth conversion. Now, do it next year, and Jason may be able to show you how to pay the taxes on that over a four-year period of time and maybe even eliminate some of the taxes. So call and ask for Jason today. Get the free book, Avoiding the Tax Trap in Retirement, and ask Jason how to convert to a Roth. See if it's a good idea for you, and avoid the taxes. Spread them out over 4 years, and maybe some of it eliminated altogether. Ask for Jason, 303-694-1600. Get your free copy of Avoiding the Tax Trap book today.
And it's not just for it's not just for folks who are right near retirement. It's for for everybody. I mean, I'm dealing with Roth stuff all the time. I'm 33 years old. This is stuff you got to stay ahead of. 303-694-1600 is the number. Again, 303-694-1600. Give the team of Presidential Brokerage a call about the Roth stuff, about retirement stuff, and about your current stuff in the market, because as we just heard, the market is up and down. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
All right, David, thanks a lot.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthMarket.com.
Hey, back to the program in a bit. But first, I just read a statistic that blew me away. Get this. More than 45 million of us are living without health insurance. 45 million. And just one hospital bill can bankrupt you, right? But listen to this. There's a free service. It's called eHealth. Now, they're not an insurance carrier. You just go online to eHealthMarket.com, and you can see affordable health plans side by side. You can sort them by price or benefits and find one you can afford. And the information is free. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. Everyone has different needs, but at eHealth, the average family can find plans for a lot less than you think. Look, if you need quality health insurance you can afford, don't wait. The information is all free, so check it out. Go to eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com. Once more, that's eHealthMarket.com.
Imagine getting something that will never lose its value. Sound too good to be true? Well, it is true. Word is quickly spreading about the World Reserve's free private handout of armored safes, stocked with never-circulated U.S. government-issued coins and currency. These free armored safes are being turned over to the public who beat the giveaway deadline. To find out how to claim your armored safe, stocked with a personal hoard of brilliant uncirculated coins, you must call before the 72-hour shutoff. Call 1-800-300-9652. Frantic demand for U.S. government coins has caused the U.S. Mint to officially halt the sale of many coins. Today, the World Reserve is releasing their supply of these coins in free armored safes to the general public. These coins will never lose their cash value, no matter what, but you have to keep them safe. That's why the World Reserve Monetary Exchange is stocking these coins in a free armored safe for anyone who calls before the 72-hour shutoff. Find out how to request yours. Call 1-800-300-9652. 1-800-300-9652.
77. Here is that clip of Maria Bartiromo of CNBC talking to Congressman Anthony Weiner. Check this out.
You look at a plan like the UK, right? Public plan in the UK. Do you know that if you have cancer and you need the most effective, most popular cancer drug, Erbitux, the government says, no, we're not going to pay for it. It's too expensive. Yeah, and it is expensive. Yeah, $38,000 for 16 weeks. So how are the quality doesn't suffer?
Can I say, listen, Carlos talks about Canada. You talk about Europe. Let's talk about the United States of America.
Medicare. You have to look at where there are public plans.
No, no. United States of America, 40% of all tax dollars go through a public plan. Ask your parent or grandparent, ask your neighbor whether they're satisfied with Medicare. Now, there's a funding problem, but the quality of care is terrific. You get complete choice. You can go anywhere you want.
Don't use it. You don't have it.
Frankly, because I'm not 65, I would love it.
Yeah, come on. You have a better health plan than everybody out there.
First of all, that is 100%
okay.
So let's just stop it there.
So there you go. Maria Bartiromo asking a 44-year-old Congressman Anthony Weiner. And by the way, Anthony Weiner looks like he's about 12 years old. He's one of those guys that looks like about 12 years old. She's asking him, why isn't he on Medicare? She is a financial reporter who doesn't understand that Medicare only goes for people over 65. This is why our health care debate is so idiotic.
Join AM 760 at A Taste of Colorado.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Labor Day Sale. You'll find great deals on gear that can help your family and friends get outside and end summer on a high note. Save up to 30% on select camping, hiking, cycling, and backpacking gear. All backed by our 100% guarantee. The REI Labor Day Sale, August 28th through September 7th. Stop by your local REI retailer or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
To see if it can reduce chronic low back pain. You may qualify if you're at least 18 and have chronic low back pain that you treat with medication. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today.
Call 1-877-505-8130. That's 1-877-505-8130. 1-877-505-8130. Or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. A big drug company will have to write a big check to the government. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. What's this about, Steve?
Well, it's about allegedly marketing a drug for medical conditions other than what's been approved.
Pfizer, working for a healthier world.
And Pfizer will pay $2.3 billion in a record deal with the Justice Department over its pain reliever, Bextra.
If you believe you have a Bextra lawsuit...
Lawyers have been handling personal injury lawsuits over the drug for years. Last October, Pfizer agreed to pay $745 million to settle many of them. Frank,
President Obama appears to be ready to do what some of his critics have wanted him to do. Politico's Mike Allen says the president will make a speech next week spelling out exactly what he wants in a health care reform bill.
August was the worst month of the Obama presidency. They realize now that this vacuum when Congress was gone was very dangerous. So now they're going to fill it with lots of presidential speeches and appearances. He's going to get tough quickly.
Allen says the president won't insist on making a government-run insurance program part of health care reform. In the foothills north of Los Angeles, lower temperatures and higher humidity are having the desired effect on the big wildfire that's threatening thousands of homes.
We're dictating more what the fire is doing now instead of the fire just running out of this canyon at us.
The lawyer for the wife of Bay Area sex offender Philip Garrido says his client misses the children Garrido allegedly fathered with kidnapped victim J.C. Dugard. Attorney Gilbert Maines on the CBS News Early Show.
When I talked to her, I would say that she was distraught, frightened, appeared to be a little lost.
Garrido allegedly kidnapped J.C. Dugard when she was 11 and reportedly forced her to live in a backyard tent while the girls lived in his house. An ADP report says employers cut 298,000 jobs last month, the lowest number in almost a year. John Challenger is out with fresh figures on August layoff announcements.
Job cuts declined in August to the second lowest level of the year, the sixth time in the last 7 months that job cuts have declined from the previous month.
Can a doctor be forced to help a seriously ill patient commit suicide? In one state, the answer could yet be yes. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
On the very day a judge said that retired truck driver Robert Baxter had a right to physician-assisted suicide, he died after months in agony, his daughter says. Now Montana Supreme Court takes up his case. The state argues there is no right to die and that doctors who help people commit suicide are really guilty of murder.
Will President Obama have to fill a second opening on the Supreme Court? 89-year-old Justice John Paul Stevens has hired only one law clerk for the fall term. That's creating a buzz.
These justices need these clerks to function. When you see a decline like this, where a single clerk is selected, it is often taken as an indication that the justice is ready to leave the court.
Legal scholar Jonathan Turley. The Dow is down 12 points. This is CBS News.
It's time to feel the race for the chase take shape. Feel what it's like to go high and hold your breath.
9-1 to go.
Or stay low, roll the dice.
Stay low, go low, go low. Come on, keep
feel what it's like to do whatever it takes to win. Feel Jimmy digging down and Tony firing up.
Go.
NASCAR on ESPN. Feel your heart race. The Sprint Cup Series at Atlanta, Sunday at 7 Eastern on ESPN. Telecast presented by Pennzoil.
Thanks for calling Driveway Rent-A-Car.
Hi, I'd like to cancel my car.
Okay. Hey, but we have a not-so-special day rate.
Yeah, we're staying home and going to Lowe's.
I can upgrade you to a small compact.
We're upgrading the living room. New paint.
Can we at least overcharge you for gas?
This Labor Day weekend, come to Lowe's and enjoy staying home. Right now, receive $5 off 1 gallon cans or $20 off 5 gallon buckets of qualifying Valspar paint via mail-in rebate. Lowe's, let's build something together. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 93 to 97, valid in U.S. only.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Stepped up enforcement of drunken driving laws on holiday weekends may be a casualty of Colorado's budget crisis. The Denver Post reports Governor Ritter wants to divert $1.3 million from DUI enforcement to help close the state's budget shortfall. That wildfire haze is creating problems for people with respiratory illnesses.
Decrease in their lung function or start coughing and even have exacerbations, for example, of their asthma.
Dr. Erwin Gelfand at National Jewish warns asthma and heart patients to stay indoors if possible. Flights have resumed at the Eagle County Regional Airport after a shutdown to refurbish and lengthen the runway. A Boulder Fitness Center has received a nearly $160,000 federal grant, one of the country's first renewable energy cash grants. Movement Climbing and Fitness was awarded the stimulus package money for its 840 megawatt solar panel array. The Denver Post reports the grant covered 30% of the center's solar electric and thermal hot water system. Sports: Rockies back in the winning column as they beat the Mets last night 8-3. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we've got a big problem in the tech center. Sounds like a motorcycle went down northbound I-25 south of Arapahoe, blocking up both shoulders as people have pulled over to help that out. And it also looks like, as I'm checking on those CDOT cameras, a couple lanes are also blocked as emergency crews are just arriving. Southbound 225 really starting to drag on that approach to Parker Road all the way up towards I-25. Same deal in those northbound lanes. Right before that exit is where your slowdowns are going to start. Westbound C-470 drag a little bit along the foothills as you're making that approach to Hamden. We do have a crash in the cleanup stages, eastbound I-70 east of Federal. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be another hot day today with hazy skies. The high's going to top out around 88, 89 degrees. Currently, it is 62. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall pike place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Hi, this is Dan Johnson, general manager of Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. And due to the recent success of the Cash for Clunkers program, we are running out of pre-owned.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Seven here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Update you on a couple stories here. This just off the wire. I love this story. Europeans bid farewell to the 100-watt bulb today. From now on, Edison's brainchild can no longer be legally made in or imported into the European Union thanks to a union-wide ban which kicks off today. Shed a tear, but don't let your sentimentality tempt you into smuggling one into the EU under your jumper. You'll be hit with a 5,000 euro fine, according to the London Daily Telegraph. That's the price for individuals caught transgressing the ban. Companies will face unlimited fines. The EU hopes that the ban on incandescent light bulbs will force businesses and consumers to invest in low-carbon, light-emitting diodes and compact fluorescent lamps, which use up to 80% less energy. The ban could save the EU anywhere from 15 to 53 million tons of carbon dioxide, says Matt Prescott, founder of the original Ban the Bulb campaign. In Britain alone, the country could save 2 to 5 million tons of carbon dioxide. Will it make a difference? You decide. The ban will cut Britain's yearly emissions of carbon dioxide by about 6/10 of 1%. Well, 6/10 of 1% sounds small, but it sounds pretty big for a tiny, tiny change, right? I mean, we're talking about a tiny change here. Light-emitting diodes, you know, they're pretty useful, and they're not, we're not talking about major light degradation. It's a very, very smart policy, in my estimation. A couple other stories just off the wire. Solar panels built into roads could be the future. That says, that's an article in Popular Science magazine. The Department of Energy just gave $100,000 to upstart company Solar Roadways to develop 12 by 12 foot solar panels dubbed Solar Roads that can be embedded into roads, pumping power into the grid. The panels may also feature LED road warnings and built-in heating elements that could prevent roads from freezing. Each solar panel can develop around 7 kilowatt hours of power each day, and each costs around $7,000. If widely adopted, they could realistically wean the U.S. off fossil fuels. A mile-long stretch of four-lane highway could take 500 homes off the grid. The entire U.S. interstate system made use of the panels. Energy, get this, would there be a concern for the country? I mean, that's amazing. I mean, that's hard to even fathom, that it would no longer be a problem for the country if we put solar panels into our roads. One other story here off the wire I wanted to update you on. Actually, two stories. One, a political story. One, an absolutely ridiculous story. Let's go with the political story first. A new front opens in the Republicans' war on sanity. My buddy Will Bunch, the writer at Attitude, www.attitude, A-T-T-Y-T-O-O-D, it's a project of the Philadelphia Daily News, he flags a new press release from the chairman of the Florida Republican Party, who I've debated on CNN. Greer, his name is Jim Greer. Greer condemns Obama's attempt to indoctrinate students. Ooh, sounds scary. Republican Party of Florida Chairman Jim Greer, I'm reading from the press release. Republican Party of Florida Chairman Jim Greer today released the following statement condemning President Obama's use of taxpayer dollars to indoctrinate America's children to his socialist agenda. Quote, "As the father of four children, I'm absolutely appalled that taxpayer dollars are being used to spread President Obama's socialist ideology. The idea that school children across our nation will be forced to watch the president justify his socialist plans for government-run health care, banks, and automobile companies, increasing taxes on those who create jobs and racking up more debt than any other president is not only infuriating, but goes against beliefs of the majority of Americans." And he goes on to say that the address that President Obama is preparing for September 8th does not allow for healthy debate on the president's agenda, but rather obligates the youngest children in our public school system to agree with our president's initiatives or be ostracized by their teacher and classmates. Now, what is he talking about? Well, he's talking about President Obama. This is the Department of Education press release. That President Obama is going to give a speech on September 8th to the nation's school children. Schools can tune in if they want. Urging students to work hard in school and do their best and value education. No, that's right. I mean, I'm not making this up. That President Obama is going to do a speech on the opening day of school for most students, urging them to work hard and do their best in school, and this is being billed by the absolute lunatic fringe of the Republican Party. Not, and by the way, not just the Tea Parties. I'm talking about the chairman of the Republican Party in one of the most politically important states of the country. This is being called an attempt by President Obama to use taxpayer dollars. I'm quoting here. An attempt by President Obama to use taxpayer dollars to indoctrinate America's children to his socialist agenda. Apparently, a president asking kids to work hard in school and value their education is socialism. I kid you not. And I wouldn't use the term kid. I'd use the S word, but I'm not allowed to on the radio. 8:13 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. On the line with us now, we have Karen Rosa. She's the vice president. Dale Austin, the chief operating officer of the American Humane Association. My bad. And we are talking to them. They are based here in Denver. They have a new report out about the No Animals Were Harmed credit disclaimer at the end of theatrical films. Now, this has become in Hollywood the assurance that the animal actors used in those productions were not killed or injured in any way, and that their well-being and safety were assured by the trusted, credible, and historic Humane Association. However, there have been some recent movies that may be misleading the public and creating a significant breach of trust with audiences by inserting that No Animals Were Harmed tagline when that may not be the case. Dale, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Sure, my pleasure.
Okay, so tell us what the change has been. I mean, I watch movies a lot, and I am always reassured by the No Animals Were Harmed billing, especially in movies that have where you see a lot of animals.
Right.
What's actually changed? I mean, where did we go from trusting this to now maybe putting this into question?
Sure. Let me give you a little bit of background. Our film and TV unit has been doing this kind of work for nearly 70 years. We've got a Los Angeles office where we actually, on the set of films that have a lot of animal activity, we work with the film, we're on the set, we assure that that activity is safe for the animal actors. And it's safe for the human actors as well, because we're there. Well, recently, or as time has moved on, increasingly there are films also being made in other parts of the world that are then purchased by studios or distributors here in this country. And in other parts of the world, though we work in various parts of the whole world, some of those are not monitored by us and yet use some sort of like kind of language at the end to say no animals were harmed in their movie. Well, these distributors pick those up and then bring them into this country for distribution, and we don't have any particular control over that. We've communicated our concerns to the studios and the distributors and are continuing to work with them and looking for opportunities to work with foreign producers as well to communicate that there is a standard and there's an expectation by the public that our end credit disclaimer means something and is a very meaningful end credit disclaimer.
We're talking to Dale Austin. He's the chief operating officer at the Denver-based American Humane Association. The new report suggesting that the No Animals Were Harmed end credit disclaimer at the end of theatrical films, the use of that may be being called into question, whether that's true or not. Now, specifically, what movies may have misused this? I had read, I think originally when I read the story about this, that perhaps a movie like District 9, which I was a big fan of, perhaps a movie like District 9, not that it necessarily harmed animals, but didn't necessarily live up to the credentials and the standards that are usually put in place for getting the No Animals Were Harmed billing.
That's correct. District 9 is one that has gotten a lot of play in this country, is one that we cited, for example, in a recent press release. Another by it's called Adam by Olympus Pictures.
Mm-hmm.
There's one called Easy Virtue, How to Lose Friends and Alienate People. Shrink is another. So as we're identifying these and so forth, we're in touch with whoever the distributor is in this country or what have you, and expressing our concern that end credit needs to be removed for distribution, so that we don't confound the thinking, if you will, or mislead the public, because the public in this country really has come to depend upon that no animals were harmed end credit to say, exactly as you indicated in the intro, that people come to expect that it means, it has meaning behind it.
I should ask you, I mean, is this no animals were harmed, that exact phrase, is that kind of trademarked or...
It is trademarked.
It is trademarked by the American Humane Association. So when people... Now, the problem is, of course, is that somebody, a movie maker, could just put something similar at the end. You know, no animals were hurt.
That's right.
You know, and and kind of misuse this. Tell us a little bit about the, if you can, the typical ways animals are mistreated. I mean, there's, I'm sure that there are horrible examples, but give us some of the mundane ways that animals can be mistreated or harmed in the making of a movie.
Well, for example, we increasingly work with productions in the pre-production phase. They send us a script, and we'll look at that relative to animal activity and then become advisors to them on how to do some things that may be challenging for our animals to do. You know, for example, animals being used in a scene that has a lot of animal activity, for example, or has some exotic animals that may be frightened by the activity that's going on around them and so forth. So we look at all those kinds of things in order to protect not only the animals but the actors that are a part of any particular scene. Then on production, we're actually on the set with a certified animal safety representative there at all times when animal activity is going on, and we're... If we see an animal, for example, being overused, they're tiring because of the heat of the day, the length of the take or what have you, we'll correct that. We'll get them shade. We'll assure that that animal is not being abused in the course of that filming. And then in post-production, we actually screen the film for all the animal activity and assure that we indeed were on the set for all animal activity that's going to appear in that film. And then we issue the end credit disclaimer. So it's a very tedious process and a lengthy process that we're involved in with the studios.
And my last question for you, Dale Austin, the Chief Operating Officer at the American Humane Association. And folks can find more about this at www.americanhumane.org. It's one of the issues I care deeply about. I can't stand... the mistreatment of animals. It's such an important issue.
It's an important part of our history. I mean, we as an organization have been around for 131 years, and our interest is in both protecting animals as well as children, because both do not have voice and do not have sufficient voice to protect themselves. And so we're a unique organization in that we're really focused on children and animals.
My last question for you is how receptive has Hollywood been to this? As you say, it's a tedious process to get the billing of no animals were harmed. I mean, is Hollywood receptive to this? And I should, as a follow-up, I should ask, is Hollywood receptive to this because there are people in the industry who care about animals, or is Hollywood more receptive to this because it knows that the audience wants this kind of standard enforced?
I think it's both today. I mean, I think in our nearly 70-year history of working with the film industry, there's greater and greater acceptance, but not only acceptance, expectation that we are going to be on set, both for the economic value at the end point, if you will, but to protect the animals, the reputation, and the actors that are on set. So increasingly, there's a great deal of support. We've been supported for a number of years by the Screen Actors Guild and grant funding for us to be on set of their films when their actors are involved and so forth. So there's a great deal of support, and I think there is concern by those folks relative to films that are being made without that involvement of American Humane.
Dale Austin, the Chief Operating Officer at the American Humane Association. Folks can find more information about this at www.americanhumane.org. Keep up the great work. Keep up the important work. This is absolutely critically important. I really appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity as well. It is an important topic to us as well.
And keep us posted on all of this stuff, and we'll have you back on any time that you're working on this or any of your other work.
Great. I thank you for that.
Thanks again.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
That was Dale Austin, again, from the American Humane Association. Their new report about filmmakers and films potentially misusing the quote-unquote no animals were harmed billing, which pisses me off. Because I like District 9. I thought it was a great movie, as I've told people. And the fact that District 9 is one of those movies that may have misused this and may have potentially hurt animals in the process is really, really disturbing. And, you know, this is an issue that is portrayed as only an issue for bleeding heart liberals. But I got to tell you something. You want to call me whatever you want to call me. People who mistreat animals institutionally in Hollywood or individually, it's the worst kind of thing you can do. And I just, it's one of my pet peeves, one of my causes that I think is really important. 8:24 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. After the break, I'll update you on this ridiculous story off the Science Newswire. Can the intensity of a fart be measured? Researchers at Cornell insist that they have developed a mechanism to gauge the intensity of individual human gas.
Noise and pressure, my man.
Well, the smell.
So, the intensity of smell?
The intensity of the smell.
That's how they're measuring it.
Yes. So I will fill you...
Because there's actually like three ways you could probably measure one, Dave.
Yes. Well, the Cornell researchers have tackled the smell part of this.
I can't wait to hear this.
So I'll fill you in on that, and we will get to a discussion of healthcare through the lens of the ever-changing politics of the issue here in Colorado, specifically this move by Senator Michael Bennett, a surprising move in the last day. I'll fill you in on that again as well. 8:25, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, remember how I was telling you I didn't like Stacey cruising around on motorcycles last
Absolutely.
Week? You know, we had a serious accident last week and already a couple this morning. We have a new one here, Dave. Northbound I-25, just south of Arapahoe, that's here as you're approaching the tech center, is blocking the right-hand lane. Backups to County Line Road, but a pre-serious crash there involving a motorcycle. Northbound 25 at Arapahoe Road. Also got a crash blocking the left-hand lane, northbound 225 at Colfax. Those delays go all the way back to Alameda. Stop-and-go conditions there. Speeds in the teens. Also sluggish southbound side, I-70 past the side of that. So got some curiosity slowing there as well. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Also hazy with a small possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm. Our current downtown temperature is 66 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's time to shop the authority.
Can you guess what that sound is? Let me help you out. It's a jail cell door getting slammed shut after you've been booked for DUI. Don't think you'll get caught? Think again. Officers are cracking down from coast to coast this month. So listen up. If you drive impaired, you will pay. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
The Clinical Research Department at New West Physicians is currently looking for volunteers to participate in a clinical research study. If you're between the ages of 18 and 85, have a diagnosis of high blood pressure, hypertension, and are being treated with 1 to 3 medications, including an ACE inhibitor or an ARB, have a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes treated with any of the following: diet, exercise, oral diabetic medication, or fixed-dose insulin, then you may qualify to participate in this study. Researchers are looking to evaluate the effects of FDA-approved drugs on diabetes control. The study will last approximately 31 weeks. If you qualify, study-related tests and drugs are provided at no charge. You'll receive reimbursement for time and travel. To see if you qualify, call 303-785-5992. 303-785-5992. That's 303-785-5992. Or online at nwphysicians.com.
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details. everything you'll need, plus expert advice on making a big difference for a small price, hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only. Limit 10. See store for details.
Summer's ending. Guests are coming over. Cheers are erupting from the living room. Yep, it's football time. And Sam's Club is your go-to player all season long. We make it simple to save on HD TVs with 52-inch Samsung models starting at $16.97. And Sam's Club helps you bring your best game to entertaining. From the all-American cookout to tasteful tailgating, with food, drinks, and supplies at prices that'll make you... Not a member? Join today at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. Pricing good through Labor Day. See club for details.
Meet Hank.
Hey.
Hank used to be unhappy all the time.
Man, I'm unhappy.
He'd mope around at work because he was uninformed about the wonderful world he lives in.
Oh, what a world.
That is until he discovered the Listen Live feature at AM760.net.
Oh, what's this?
Now, Hank is more outgoing.
Hey, everyone.
And it hasn't hurt his love life either.
Hey, ladies.
That a boy, Hank. AM760.net. Click Listen Live and enjoy.
Yeah, you got that right. Oh, man.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. As promised, I just want to read you this story. Read you this story off of Popular Science magazine's website. Is there a scientific way to measure how bad a fart smells? You're in luck, for their senior project, two Cornell University computer engineering researchers recently built a machine that does just that. After learning in class how breathalyzers work, Robert Klein and Miguel Salas assembled a fart detector from a sensitive hydrogen sulfide monitor, a thermometer, and a microphone, and wrote the software that would rate the emission. A slight perturbance in the air near the detector sets it to work measuring the three pillars of fart quality: stench, temperature, and sound. Temperature, Klein explains, is critical. The hotter a fart, the faster it spreads. I'm reading right from Popular Science magazine here, folks. I'm not making this up. After a few months of construction of the machine, they began field tests. Quote, well, the sample data wasn't the entire school, but we definitely tested it. You can find that at popularscience.com. Back to more serious issues. Michael Bennett significantly changing his position on health care. This is the news, the big Colorado political news of the morning. Bennett has been under pressure to take a concrete position on health care and on the public option. And up until really yesterday, he hadn't taken a concrete position on the public option and on health care. Our Colorado Democratic senator had not taken a concrete position. Let me just read you a couple of things from the newspapers over the last couple of weeks. Back on August 18th, the Durango Herald reported that Bennett said health care reform should not hinge on the public option, though he did say he supports it. But, quote, I don't think we should be drawing lines in the sand, Bennett said. On Saturday, at a town hall meeting in Pueblo, Bennett said that he favored a so-called public option. Quote, but as I stand here today, I think it's very unlikely that the public option part of this will pass. So basically a message, reiterating his message, that he's not really going to fight for a public option. Now, yesterday, Michael Bennett at ColoradoPolls.com and at TheHuffingtonPost.com posted a message saying, there has recently been some confusion on my support for a public option. To clear things up, this morning we released a video outlining my support. I've embedded it here. Watch it to hear Michael express his strong support for a public option in his own words. Now, what is this shift due to? Well, what happened in the middle? What happened between that? Well, a big headline in the Denver Post saying that Michael Bennett may face a serious primary challenge in the Democratic primary in 2010 from former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. Does this shift that Michael Bennett has made on health care, does it represent a significant shift in your mind? Do you think it is as a result of a potential primary? And do you think, therefore, a primary is something valuable? Does this prove the thesis that a primary is valuable? And I should add, I guess the most important question, does this give you more faith in Michael Bennett? Does his new declaration on the public option give you more faith? This is a controversial topic. Michael Bennett hasn't taken a clear position on the Employee Free Choice Act. He voted against that cram down legislation, but now seems to be moving in the progressive direction on health care. Does this make you more inclined to support Michael Bennett for re-election in 2010? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600 is the number. By the way, tomorrow at 7:30 we will have on Congresswoman Diana DeGette for an hour taking your calls about health care. And at 9 a.m. today, in just about a half hour, we're going to check in on a new report about cell phone radiation. But between now and then, the open question, 303-713-7600, Michael Bennett shifting, making a strong statement in support of the public option. Do you think this represents a big shift from his past statements where he said, well, he supports the public option, he's not really going to fight for it? Do you think this new statement is a result of the announcement by former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff that he may run in a primary against Michael Bennett? And if so, do you think that's a good thing? And does the shift, does Bennett's health care shift make you more inclined to support him for re-election? Actually, not for re-election, for election. He hasn't been elected yet. He was only appointed. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still working this motorcycle crash northbound I-25 as you're approaching Arapahoe. And that's blocking the right two-hand lanes. Now these jams, single-digit speeds all the way back to around E-470 and C-470. Also a crash with no motorcycles. Left lane northbound 225 at Colfax. Also causing some slowdowns in the opposing lanes from I-70 past 6th Avenue. If you're heading northbound, you're going to hit it at Alameda. Also busy eastbound 6th Avenue, Sheridan to 25. As well as down on the south end, eastbound C-470, moving across Highlands Ranch, Lucent all the way up to I-25. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds and haze. Look for a high around 87 degrees. Small chance for an isolated thunderstorm, mostly to the southeast of the metro. Right now, 69 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM-760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM-760 is brought to you by Leptothen.
Don't miss Xcel Energy's blowout rebates. Get up to $100 in addition to the normal rebate amount of up to $500 when you purchase a qualifying evaporative cooling system from September 1st through the 7th. Submit your rebate application to Xcel Energy by September 30th. Visit responsiblebynature.com/cool rebates for complete details.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you...
Are you in a job you hate? Wonder why you haven't found the career you love? The Streeter Opportunity Group has helped many in the same position with their Life 101 Living Backwards course, guaranteed to give you a plan and a mentor. Register by September 7th and receive a discounted tuition rate of $99. You have nothing to lose, except that job you hate. Call the Streeter Opportunity Group, 720-401-2161. That's 720-401-2161.
URUs, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Dragonfly Eco Goods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store. It's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly Eco Goods, making green a part of your life.
Every child deserves to feel great about what they're wearing to school, and they should have all the supplies they need too. So Walmart is helping to make that happen with special pricing on lots of different back-to-school products. Right now, for just $9, you can get select backpacks, Junior's OP tops, and Kids Danskin Now and starter shoes. And select Mead one-subject notebooks are 6 for $9. Amazing, because back-to-school costs less at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart. Prices not valid in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Hawaii, or Alaska.
Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-291-3439. 1-800-291-3439. 1-800-291-3439.
What do the words quality, durability, and value mean? Well, quality is a characteristic, meaning high grade, superior, excellent. Durability means long-lasting, enduring, resistant to wear. Value, the worth of something. These words apply to both Ralph Schaumpf Honda and Honda automobiles. And if you do your homework, you'll find Honda always ranked one of the highest for quality and reliability, always one of the highest ranked in resale value, and you'll find Honda always has excellent finance and lease packages available. Ralph Schaumpf Honda has been serving Denver for 68 years with a quality of service which has kept our customers coming back over and over again and remains Denver's number one volume selling Honda dealer. So if it's quality, durability, and value you're looking for, I'd say Honda and Ralph Schaumpf Honda are a marriage made in heaven, always.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-700-2870. 1-800-700-2870. 1-800-700-2870.
8:40 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. At 9 a.m. we're going to talk to an expert on a new report that just came out showing, well, discussing the dangers of cell phone radiation and asking the question whether that radiation is a serious health hazard in terms of cancer. So you're going to want to stick around for that at 9. Right now we're talking about the shift by Democratic-appointed Senator Michael Bennett on the issue of health care. Bennett making a, in my estimation, a major shift. Let me read you a couple of stories from last month. In August, this is from the Durango Herald, Bennett said healthcare reform should not hinge on the public option, though he did say he supports it. Quote, I don't think we should be drawing lines in the sand. This weekend, at a town hall meeting in Pueblo, the Denver Post reported, Bennett said that he favored a so-called public option. Quote, but as I stand here today, I think it's unlikely that the public option part of this will pass, he said, suggesting, of course, that he's not really going to fight for it, not really going to make it contingent on his support for overall health care reform. Then former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff announced that he may challenge Michael Bennett for the Democratic nomination in 2010 in the U.S. Senate primary. And yesterday, Bennett's campaign responded by putting out a very strong statement saying that Bennett will strongly fight for a public option. Is this a major shift? I think so. Does this make you more likely to support Michael Bennett? Or does this prove to you that Michael Bennett is responding primarily to electoral pressure in the primary? And if so, is that a good thing? 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. Let's go to David in Arvada. David, you're on AM 760.
David, I believe it's pure politics. Senator Kennedy and Senator Byrd not being able to vote is going to take it down to 58 in the Senate. He tried to position himself so he could get the middle of the vote in Colorado, and so he now can forget that. He can go to the left and he can get his party and try to get his
Hello? Okay, I guess David cut out. Let's go to Stuart in Denver. Stuart, you're on AM 760.
Yeah. Hey, David, you're doing a great job, and Turk always does a great job, too. But I have a question for you that I would try to get answered for a couple days. You mentioned the donations to Bennett's campaign from to his upcoming campaign from the healthcare industry, and then also you mentioned some figures about the DLC. Where did you get those numbers so we could be following those? Because every time I call anybody in Congress or in politics, I tell them, how much they've actually taken from the other side before I make my comment?
The answer is that I get my numbers, as I think anybody should, from opensecrets.org. It tracks, it uses FEC data. The numbers on Bennett on all of these issues, I'll just read you some numbers here. He's taken already, remember, he's only been fundraising for a couple of months. He's taken $50,000 from health insurance, the health industry, the health sector. And this is the way Open Secrets breaks it down. He's taken $346,000 from the sector titled finance, insurance, and real estate. So those are the two of the biggest sectors that he's taken campaign cash from. Now I'm reading down here, he's taken $38,000 from lobbyists. Most of the Denver Post reported earlier that most of his money is from out of state. Yeah. He's taken $25,000 from the hospital industry. And again, most of this money is from out of state. So you can find that at www.opensecrets.org. I don't know if what we're seeing can be called Michael Bennett kowtowing to health industry money. It's not clear. All we can really do is take him at his statements, and I think it does represent a shift that he went from, you know, public option, I technically support it but won't fight for it and don't think healthcare should hinge on it, to now I'm a strong supporter of the public option. And I think it's undoubtedly clear that this shift comes from the fact that he now knows he may face a very strong primary. Now, whether you think that's a good thing or a bad thing, that's the open question. Does this make you more or less likely to support Michael Bennett? What do you think, Stuart?
Yeah, I'm still up in the air. I haven't seen him do. He's about equal in his votes so far, and I don't see anything in his background to say which way he's going to go. I was reminded the other day that this money is easy money. As long as you don't give them anything back, they're going to keep giving them the money.
Well, and that was that's an interesting point about, especially with Bennett on the Employee Free Choice Act, the one that would extend labor rights, or expand labor rights. Bennett has not taken a position on that key bill and has been simultaneously raising money from the Chamber of Commerce crowd, which opposes it, and from some labor unions, which supports it. And a lot of people think that he's been staying silent on the issue so as to raise money from both sides.
And the pharmaceutical companies, they're just looking for a bailout. They don't want actual reform. They just want a bailout.
No, that's exactly right. And that's why a lot of them oppose the public option. A health care bill without a public option is simply a giveaway to the insurance industry, the pharmaceutical industry, and the health insurance, the health care industry as a whole. Hey, Stuart, thanks for the call. Jim in Broomfield, you're on AM760.
Hey, David.
Hey there.
So real, I guess, you know, if all things being equal, yes, I would be more inclined to vote, you know, for him than I would have been yesterday. But, you know, there's a million things that you got to consider if you're a good voter and not just a one, what is it, one position voter. But
does this make you more inclined to vote for him in a general election or more inclined to vote for him in a primary, considering that, well, if you accept the premise that he has shifted in part because of primary pressure? Does this make you more inclined to vote for him in a primary or less inclined in the primary?
Again, I'd say, yeah, more inclined to vote for him in the primary and, yeah, of course, in the general, if, you know, all things being equal, if it has to be a Democrat or a Republican, oh, I still hold out hopes that there someday would be a powerful third party. But, hey, the other thing I want to say, and I'll get off the air, is, and if you like me, I've been calling Senator Bennett's office every week now for 2 months saying, you know, I want him to support a public option. I want him to, if not single payer, at least a public option. So what I did this morning after I heard what you said, I picked up the phone and called and said, thank the senator for actually taking this position. So regardless of, you know, whether it's politics or whatever it is, I know your couple caller goes said it was all calculated. Yeah, maybe it was, but so what? If you get what you want, maybe that's okay.
And that's a good point, man. I agree with you. I mean, I'm happy to see Michael Bennett make this shift. I think it's, I'm always one of these people who doesn't have trust or faith in the individual politician. They are a vehicle for an expression of policy. And if that vehicle has moved to the right policy, then that's great. And you're right. That deserves, you know, a thank you. And that deserves recognition for whatever reason the shift happened. Now, the question, the ultimate question that we don't know yet is whether he'll stick to that position. I mean, we don't know if that's going to happen. And ultimately, that's what we have to make our decision, I think, as voters on. Where will he come down during the final legislative negotiations and the final vote? 848 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Jim, thanks for the call. Let's go to Chris in Denver. Chris, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, hi, David. I love your show, and you're such a great voice of reason. But I have to tell you what a timely thing happened last night. I was at a restaurant, and Senator Michael Bennett was sitting there. And so I was sitting at another table, and I wrote on the back of a menu, I said, Dear Senator Bennett, you know, I've knocked doors and ran phone banks. I'm a diehard Democrat, but I'm concerned about your voting against the cram down. Average person, the same rights that multimillionaires have on their second, third, and fourth homes. And then I said, we'd please support a strong public. I said, don't sell us out to the corporate interest in the insurance companies. And I handed it to him. And, you know, he said, oh, I want you to know I really support the public option. Just then a guy comes over and says single payer. So, and then you have this timely thing this morning. So
that's interesting. Well, I'm sure he's hearing from voters. I mean, and I encourage people, you know, if you see Michael Bennett around or you go to his town hall meetings, you know, you got to keep pounding home this message. And I think you were right to do what you did. And I think it's important that voters make their voices heard to people like him. And again, just to remind folks, we're going to be at Confluence Park tonight in downtown Denver from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. for the Send Them Back to Congress rally. It's a rally being sponsored by the Service Employees International Union, the Colorado Progressive Coalition, and a number of other groups, Healthcare for America Now, to urge all of the delegation to vote for and support and make a line in the sand out of the public option. And, you know, this stuff is all in flux right now. The more pressure there is, whether it's a primary campaign, whether it's voters like you using your voice to go up to Senator Bennett when you see him, this all has an effect. And, you know, I think it's great that you did that, and I think obviously it's timely, and obviously it's having an effect. Hey, Chris, thanks for the call. 850 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Michael Bennett, the senator from Colorado, making a big shift on health care in the last day or two, making a strong statement in support of the public option after making a number of extremely weak statements. At one point, just a couple weeks ago, saying healthcare should not hinge on a public option. Now putting out a statement saying he's going to be a big champion of the public option. Is this because he's fearing that primary from former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff? And if so, does that make you more inclined to support Michael Bennett? 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls. And then at 9, stick around. We're going to get an update on a new report, a controversial new report about cell phones and radiation. You're going to want to tune in for that. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, will you let me line up a guest on the measuring of those the intensity of flatulence?
I think we're going to need to think on that one.
Pass.
I think we and pass exactly. No pun intended.
I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Crews did clean up that crash involving a motorcycle northbound I-25 just before Arapahoe, but still seeing some really heavy jams back past C-470. That's also bunching things up for eastbounders on C-470 trying to get onto 25, beginning back at Lucent. Our current accident, northbound 225 at Colfax, it's blocking the left-hand lane, also causing slow speeds for people coming down the southbound side, beginning where 225 starts at I-70, and the rest of the drive really started to clear up for us. Some residual jams on 25 coming into downtown after 48th. Also northbounders from Emerson Street to 6th Avenue. Forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm. Look for a high around 87 degrees. Also hazy with a small possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm. Our current downtown temperature is 69 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
We're not going to have a successful country until we have a president.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, at Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. A small business financial leader. So rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out, and it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promised is that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Well, it is true. Word is quickly spreading about the World Reserve's free private handout of armored safes, stocked with never-circulated U.S. government-issued coins and currency. These free armored safes are being turned over to the public who beat the giveaway deadline. To find out how to claim your armored safe, stocked with a personal hoard of brilliant uncirculated coins, you must call before the 72-hour shutoff. Call 1-800-300-9652. Frantic demand for U.S. government coins has caused the U.S. Mint to officially halt the sale of many coins. Today, the World Reserve is releasing their supply of these coins in free armored safes to the general public. These coins will never lose their cash value, no matter what, but you have to keep them safe. That's why the World Reserve Monetary Exchange is stocking these coins in a free armored safe for anyone who calls before the 72-hour shutoff. Find out how to request yours. Call 1-800-300-9652. 1-800-300-9652.
Are you looking to lose 10 pounds or more? Well, if you're between the ages of 21 and 55 and you live in this listening area, you now have a chance to try one of the most powerful weight loss breakthroughs ever discovered for free. It's called Apamine, and it's only available in right-size smoothies. In a moment, I'll give you the toll-free number you can call to start losing weight for free. Years of clinical testing helped earn right-size a government patent, and now it's being made available to the public. It's unique. Clinically powerful combination of ingredients allows you to lose weight naturally and effortlessly without feeling hungry or deprived. And if you don't lose the weight, you never pay for the smoothies. For 2 full weeks free, call now, 1-800-500-3305. Apamine is one of the most powerful weight loss discoveries ever available. While supplies last, you can experience it free for 2 full weeks. Again, to reserve your free 2-week trial, call now, 1-800-500-3305. 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305.
Six here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about health care. Michael Bennett making a big shift from originally saying and saying for a while that he supports the public option but doesn't think health care should hinge on it, to now saying he's going to be a big fighter for the public option. The thing that has changed, former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff announced that he may primary Michael Bennett. Do you think Bennett's shift on health care is due to that primary pressure? Jeff in Denver, you're on AM 760. Jeff.
Gentlemen, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I'm an unaffiliated voter. Obviously, Bennett is doing what he's doing because he realizes he's got to move to the left to win his nomination, which requires support of the public option. He will move back to the center once he gets nominated.
Well, hold on a minute. I have one thing to say. I don't accept your rationale that the public option is to the left, because the last poll showed 77% of America supports the public option. So it would seem to me Doesn't that seem to you to be the center position?
No, sir.
In fact, 77% is not the center?
Please, it's easy to quote polls. Okay?
What do you mean? I'm just giving you the data. 77% of Americans support the public option. You don't accept the polls. Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. As I've said before, we don't debate empirical facts here. 77% of the public. By the way, that was about the fourth poll to show that. 77% of the public supports the public option. The idea that that's a left position is ridiculous. 77% of the public probably supports the military, too. Is that a left position?
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life. Let's go.
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
888-294-2887 for your free no-obligation quote. That's 888-294-2887. Again, 888-294-2887.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Nick Young. The world's largest pharmaceutical company has been hit with a record settlement with the Justice Department. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan for the story.
It's Pfizer, and it's agreed to pay $2.3 billion in a settlement over the pain reliever Bextra. It was alleged the company marketed the drug for medical conditions other than what it was approved for. But the drug has also been a concern over side effects from cardiovascular issues to deadly skin reactions. Just last year, Pfizer agreed to pay $745 million to settle some personal injury lawsuits, Nick.
In Southern California today, it is not out yet, but fire officials in Los Angeles say crews are making good progress battling a massive blaze in the northern foothills. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman has more from L.A.
The fire grew overnight. It's now burned more than 140,000 acres, but the overall mood here continues to be optimistic. Fire crews are building containment lines around the fire. A number of evacuation orders have been lifted. The fight, though, does go on. Brian Craig is a firefighter from Northern California. He says parts of the fire are still quite strong.
When it gets in its runs, it's still just as intense. We cannot let our guard down yet.
And fire crews are back on the front lines. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Fire Command Post in Los Angeles.
A weakened Hurricane Jimena is over Mexico's Baja Peninsula. The National Hurricane Center says the Category 2 storm's winds have dropped to near 100 miles an hour. CBS News reporter Adrian Bard says the major resorts at the tip of the peninsula dodged a bullet.
Cabo San Lucas, the resort area, only got hit with the outer bands. There were heavy rains, huge waves, and flooding. No reports of injuries or death in Cabo San Lucas, but the storm also affected the mainland of Mexico, and we do have a report of 3 deaths in Puebla due to a landslide.
Gilbert Maines is the attorney representing the wife of accused kidnapper and rapist Philip Garrido. He tells CBS News that Nancy Garrido is suffering separation pain from the children her husband is accused of fathering by J.C. Dugard.
She has said to me that she misses the girls, that she loves them, and her feeling was that they had become a family.
Now, the Garridos have pleaded not guilty to charges of abducting Dugard and holding her for 18 years. President Obama may get another Supreme Court appointment in the not-too-distant future. There is speculation that Justice John Paul Stevens will retire next year because he's hired fewer law clerks than usual. Stevens is 89, but George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley says the timing may not be simply a question of age.
He also may feel that this is a time with a Democratic and liberal president to ensure that the court will hold a liberal majority.
Stevens, the second oldest justice, has been on the court since 1975. Checking Wall Street numbers at this hour, the Dow is up about 17 points, the Nasdaq ahead 5. This is CBS News.
Do you have tax problems? Then you need to call Taxmasters right away. Taxmasters will help solve your tax problems. Do you owe back taxes? Being audited? Have several years of unfiled returns? Is the IRS calling or sending threatening letters? Whatever your tax-related problem, the former IRS agents and tax professionals at Taxmasters can help you today. Call them at 1-877-202-7222. That's 1-877-202-7222. Or go to TXMSTR.com. Again, TXMSTR.com. Taxmasters will get between you and the IRS. They'll make sure they treat you fairly and treat you with respect. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. The folks at Taxmasters have helped many good people just like you. Call Taxmasters right now to get started at 1-877-202-7222. 1-877-202-7222. Or go to TXMSTR.com. Taxmasters will solve your tax problems.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. A helping hand from Colorado to California as hotshot crews are in the Golden State to fight wildfires.
We expect that the firefighters we've sent here from the Rocky Mountain area to be in California for at least 2 weeks.
Steve Sagan with the Rocky Mountain Area Coordination Center. Hotshot crews from Colorado, Wyoming, and South Dakota headed out earlier this week. So is this haze we're seeing in the metro area from those fires a danger? Dr. Irwin Gelfand with National Jewish Health says for some it is.
And certainly people who have respiratory disorders and possibly cardiac disorders can suffer some of these irritant effects.
Gelfand recommends those with respiratory problems stay indoors as much as possible until the skies clear. RTD wants to make sure its park and rides don't become one-stop shops for crooks during Broncos games. It's increasing security after more than two dozen cars were vandalized Sunday during the Broncos-Bears game. And a Boulder Fitness Center has received a nearly $160,000 federal grant, one of the country's first renewable energy cash grants. The Denver Post reports Movement Climbing and Fitness was awarded the stimulus package money for its 840-megawatt solar panel array. Sports, Rockies beat the Mets 8-3, and Colorado gains a game ahead of the Giants, who lose at Philadelphia. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're still looking at slowdowns across Aurora due to an earlier accident that occurred right around Colfax on the northbound side of 225. Northbounders on I-25 still sluggish after Park Meadows. Motorcycle went down at Arapahoe causing those problems. Now we're getting word of a crash that is on 36 right around Sheridan, kind of hanging things up, pushing pretty close to those lanes of travel. On the other hand, routes like I-70 between Federal and Chambers, both sides of the highway are looking good. Same deal on 76 past 88. Watch out for construction crews. They're going to be working at 120th and Wadsworth until 4 this afternoon. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect a high of about 88, 89 degrees. There is a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. It's going to be hazy throughout the day. Should start to taper off after about 3 p.m. Currently, it is 71 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ready for a new car? Consumer Reports gives you expert, unbiased ratings and reviews on hundreds of cars, trucks, and
America's next top model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Attention all food fans. The first ever Top Chef Master has been named, and the new season of the regular flavored show has begun. Chef Rick Bayless came out on top after his master's battle with competitors Hubert Keller and Michael Chiarello, and won $100,000 for his favorite charity. Next came the new season premiere, with 17 new chef testants fighting for the title of Top Chef.
Quentin Tarantino has struck box office gold and scored the best opening weekend of his career with his latest movie, Inglourious Basterds, which ranked in a whopping $37.6 million. The movie, which stars Brad Pitt, tells the story of a group of Jewish American commandos who wage a violent and surprisingly humorous war on the Nazis.
Showbiz. Or leftist position. Just remember, again, that three or four major polls continue to show that somewhere in the range of 75 to 80% of the public supports a public option. Now, unless you're willing to come on the air and say that 70 to 80% of Americans are leftists. Please don't come on this show and insist that being for a public option is being for a left position and being against one is being in the center. The political center of the United States, as based on empirical evidence, is in support of the public option. The support for the public option in the polls rivals support for the U.S. military in the same kind of polls. You don't have to be a leftist to support the troops. And you don't have to be a leftist to support the public option, again, according to empirical evidence. So when you come on here and insist that that's a left position, what you're doing is trying to debate empirical facts, which I keep saying over and over again. We can debate opinions, we can debate principles, but we don't, on this show, debate empirical facts. And if you want to debate empirical facts, you've got an entire radio dial chock full of right-wing lunatics where you'll feel quite comfortable. All right, let's go to our guest. As promised, on the line, we have Cindy Sage. She's an environmental consultant specializing in electromagnetic radiation, and she works with the EMR Policy Institute. And there has been some news this week, and I'm reading here from CNET, the tech website. A collaborative of international electromagnetic radiation watchdogs sent a paper to government leaders and media Tuesday detailing several design flaws in a major but oft-delayed telecom-funded study. And now consumers get to wonder yet again whether the message behind the paper, cell phones and brain tumors, 15 reasons for concern, science, spin, and the truth, is legitimate or not. So it's the question of cell phones and radiation. Cindy, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Oh, you bet. I'm glad to be with you.
Okay, so this study is part of the long-running debate over whether cell phones really do cause cancer. This new study that's out has been billed as one of the most credible that has come out because it's involved so many different experts. Give us the overview of what the findings of this new paper are.
Well, actually, the paper is it relays some science that was published previously in Pathophysiology, which is a peer-reviewed journal, and Lloyd Morgan, the primary author, has gone through and evaluated most of the 13 studies that are being produced in this sort of a global look at the research on cell phones and brain tumors. And what he's found is that a lot of the individual studies done by countries or by teams of countries have really serious design flaws. And the consequence of that is that the final report, which we're still waiting to see after 10 years and 30 million euros, is likely to underestimate risks for malignant brain tumors. And this piece of work that the group has put out is really a public summary of those concerns. So we're going to be watching very carefully to see what the final Interphone study says and if it tries to spin the evidence or downplay the risks, which are clearly there at 10 years of use and longer, then they will have laid some very valuable groundwork for responding.
Okay, so for the average consumer, let's talk about what the average consumer can do, what the average consumer should do, somebody who uses cell phones in an average way. I mean, I think I haven't looked at my minute usage. I have a cell phone, and I haven't looked at my minute usage, but I tend not to be on the phone all that much. And when I do, it's usually for pretty short. I tend to do a lot of my communicating via email, instant message, that kind of thing. But just for an average consumer, what should be the takeaway from this? What can an average consumer do? I mean, and I'll just tell you before I let you answer. I mean, there's the report recommends using a wired headset, and then there's a list you can find at cnet.com of the 20 highest and then the 20 lowest radiation-emitting phones. Is it worthwhile to purchase a one of those ones on the lowest radiation? Do the combination of the right headset, and we can talk about exactly what that is, and a phone that is a low radiation emitter, is that enough? Taking those simple steps, would that be enough to protect a normal consumer from many of or most of the dangers outlined in this report?
Well, certainly the wired headset's the most important thing you can do. We don't think that choosing a lower radiation phone by itself or even in combination makes a large difference yet because they aren't low enough. But if you can get that phone away from your head using a wired earpiece, that will help a great deal to reduce your exposure. But remember, if you're carrying it on your belt and it's on and still receiving messages, transmitting, and so on, it's sort of a matter of which organ do you feel like you want to sacrifice. So there's no indication yet of what levels are safe, but certainly you can reduce your exposures in some significant ways.
And by a wired headset, is a wired how much better is one of these they sort of look like a mini stethoscope, these open tube. You can buy a headset that's an open tube versus a typical one that's just a wire. How much difference is there in those two?
Well, there have been some reports that wired headsets that have the metallic cord running all the way from the phone to the ear may in some very rare cases actually increase your exposure up into the head through that wire. So putting that hollow section in would eliminate that possibility. But generally, we just say, if you're going to use a cell phone, use a wired headset of either kind, and probably the hollow tube is, you know, has the edge.
And you're saying that would make a significant difference.
It will.
And I should ask, I mean, I saw in the report that it said if you put your phone, for instance, on speaker, how far away from your physical body makes a difference and doesn't make a difference?
Well, every millimeter makes a difference. Every inch makes a difference. But if you're holding your phone out on speakerphone mode,
right,
again, it's very similar to using a wired headset. You just don't have the privacy there that you may need for some.
Right, but if you're in your car, for instance, and you're holding it, I mean, I've done this on speaker where I'm holding it, I don't know, maybe, you know, because you got to talk into the, you sort of have to hold it somewhat near you so you can talk into the mic. But, you know, you're holding it, I don't know, maybe 8 inches or 7 inches away from your face. You're saying that's significant.
Well, it's a significant drop, but we do know from some of the research done by Leif Salford in Sweden that even holding it out as far as your arm will reach doesn't get you far enough away to prevent the effects on the blood-brain barrier that allow toxins to pass through the blood-brain barrier and to have, you know, a really, you know, adverse effect on neurons.
So is it your ultimate take that there's no safe way to use a cell phone?
Well, we're really looking to the industry to, you know, to step up here and, A, recognize that, you know, 4 billion users around the world is too many to put at risk, and there is very persuasive science that we have a problem. So there may be technologies that we can't get in phones yet that would make a difference. But today we're at a stalemate where industry is simply denying that there are any effects. they've had a lot of influence over the studies around the world, most of them. And the consumer is simply not getting any information at all that's reliable. So this report does place the issue squarely in, you know, the public arena, and we're happy for that. You talked about how many hours. You know, I hear so many people say, "Hey, I don't use my cell phone very much."
Right. I'm just going to ask you about this.
The question you ought to be asking is, "How much is too much?" If you look at the French Interphone study, that's the one done by French researchers under the, you know, this big international program, their break point where they began to see malignant brain tumor increase risk was at 460 lifetime hours.
460 lifetime hours.
Yeah, and if you look, so that's sort of where you see the first break point. But if you look at the combined works of Leonard Hardell and others coming out of Sweden, what you see is that at 2,000 hours, which is defined as a very heavy user, 2,000 hours cumulative lifetime puts you at high risk for malignant brain tumor. And so we want people to know that if you're using your phone a couple of hours a day at your head, and you've been doing this for years, and if you look at realtors and brokers and physicians and, you know, landscapers and people who are on these all the time, your 2,000 hours may be coming up very quickly.
And obviously a follow-up question is, what about Bluetooth headsets? Are they any less? They may not be as good as a wired headset, but does a Bluetooth headset reduce this in any way?
Well, you know, it really depends on the model because, and we're not able to get good information on this yet, but some of the models radiate all the time, even when you're not talking on them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the cumulative dose, if you have that thing plugged into your ear canal all day long, your cumulative dose might be very high.
Mm-hmm.
And those we would absolutely recommend against. But for those that only, you know, sort of fire up.
Put it on when you're talking on the phone.
But how do people use them? I mean, a lot of people
just leave them on there
all day long.
That's right. I guess my last question, and we're talking to Cindy Sage. She's an electromagnetic radiation consultant. There's a new study out about electromagnetic radiation and whether it's dangerous in cell phones. I guess the final question I have doesn't have to do with cell phones at all. It has to do with wireless phones in your house. Are they dangerous at all?
Boy, the evidence coming out of Europe would say that you really want to go back to your corded phones. What you particularly want to avoid is those kinds of cordless phones that radiate all the time. They're like a mini, you know, cell tower in your home. They're a big concern. And in fact, these studies we've been talking about are showing that cordless phones and cell phones present a risk of both malignant brain tumors and acoustic neuromas, which is another kind of tumor. It's the tumor of the auditory nerve in the ear. So corded phone is better than cell and cordless. Kids should never be using these devices except in true emergencies. And people ought to be considering what they're bringing into their home that's wireless, that produces a whole body exposure that's chronic. It's all day and all night.
And you're talking about, you know, a wireless router.
Wi-Fi, WLAN, all of these, and particularly in schools. I mean, one of the most horrendous applications of these wireless technologies that we may really regret is that we're taking classrooms wireless. And at this point, there are people in the science community that think that this is akin to introducing smoking in the classroom, because the long-term effects are unknown for children. We can't experiment on them. But what we know from extension from the adult studies and the studies we have, this is a risk for health that could be avoided by staying with wired solutions.
Mm-hmm. Let's try, if you have a second, can we take one call on this?
Sure.
Marie in Longmont. Marie, you have a question.
Yes, I do. I recently got a radar detector for my car, and I noticed that when I go by those little signs that tell you how fast you're going, it sets it off for at least a block before and at least a couple of blocks afterwards. So that's like a really long distance that my radar detector is going off, and I'm wondering about that kind of radar, if that can cause any harm, because they're everywhere.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The answer is yes. It's a great observation, and, you know, it's the same thing. If you have a little RF radio frequency detector in your pocket and you go into a store or even drive by one and they have the security gates, you know, for shoplifting out in front, this is one of the highest exposures of radio frequency people can get that's not related to communication. So there are other things that give us radio frequency exposures that we would be well to acknowledge and avoid.
Is it dangerous for the people that live near those speed things to be exposed all the time? There's one in a neighborhood in Boulder that's been there for months and months in the same spot.
Well, I can't really answer that without knowing what the levels are, but we feel now that any source of radio frequency that is chronic, and that would be one, if sufficiently intense, is something that has the potential for health effects. It's one more layer.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, in Boulder, where they're talking about this smart grid for energy conservation, they're talking about a blanket of low-intensity wireless communication to make it work. Mm-hmm. And we think that that is something that the city of Boulder, being as progressive as it is, really ought to have a public debate on before it makes a commitment.
Hey, Marie, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Hey, Cindy, I'm wondering, can you hang on and maybe we can take a couple more calls? You have a time to hang through the break? If not, it's okay. Okay, great. So we'll have you hang on, and we'll take a couple calls here. If you want to call in and ask any questions about radio frequencies, wireless routers, how dangerous they are to you, on the line we have an expert, Cindy Sage. She is a consultant on international magnetic radiation. She works with the EMR Policy Institute. So if you have any questions that you want to ask, now's the time. 303-713-7600. Then after the next segment, we'll get back to our discussion, our debate about healthcare and the politics of healthcare. 923 here on AM 760. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Accident eastbound Turnpike near Sheridan, seeing jams back around Church Ranch, but no problems if you're heading out to Boulder right now. Only problems on the freeways around town is southbound I-25, 48th past Spear. Normally we see that a little heavy this time of the morning, but this one, northbound I-225 Alameda to Colfax, that's sluggish due to an earlier accident that has been cleaned up. One surface street situation, traffic lights are out at Hamden and Tamarack. You know, that's a busy intersection here in the Tech Center, so do beware. Again, traffic lights not working, Hamden and Tamarack. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds. Also going to have some haze with a high around 87 degrees. Small chance for an isolated thunderstorm, mostly to the south and east of the metro. Right now, 72 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted and...
I'm now hearing from consumers who've been using Leptothin with great results, losing 30 pounds or more by using Leptothin consistently twice a day for 60 days. So I asked the manufacturer to extend its money-back guarantee from 30 to 60 days, because I want people to give it time to work. Leptothin addresses weight loss on a cellular level. It controls hunger and cravings and revs up your fat burning. Nothing like it is available in stores. Call now 800-700-DIET, 800-700-DIET, or gogetthin.com.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
301-877-505-8130 or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
Are you looking to lose 10 pounds or more? Well, if you're between the ages of 21 and 55 and you live in this listening area, you now have a chance to try one of the most powerful weight loss breakthroughs ever discovered for free. It's called Apamine, and it's only available in right-size smoothies. In a moment, I'll give you the toll-free number you can call to start losing weight for free. Years of clinical testing helped earn Right-Size a government patent, and now it's being made available to the public. It's unique, clinically powerful combination of ingredients allows you to lose weight naturally and effortlessly without feeling hungry or deprived. And if you don't lose the weight, you never pay for the smoothies. For 2 full weeks free, call now, 1-800-500-3305. Apamine is one of the most powerful weight loss discoveries ever available. While supplies last, you can experience it free for 2 full weeks. Again, to reserve your free 2-week trial, call now, 1-800-500-3305. 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305.
927 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about cell phone radiation and wireless technology radiation in general. A new study out this week considered or being billed as one of the most credible studies done. And it's a, you know, it puts together a lot of previous work that's been done suggesting that there is some level of danger in cell phone radiation. And on the line we have Cindy Sage. She's a somebody who works on this issue. She's a consultant on these issues, one of many experts on these issues. My question before we go back to the phones, and we're taking your calls, 303-713-7600, if you have any questions about this. My question, you know, in the break, I looked up my own phone, and my own phone is a Palm Treo 755P. And according to CNET, it's got a, on their radiation ranking, it's got a 1.08. That's its, I forget the official
watts per kilogram, yeah.
Yeah, watts, 1.08 watts per kilogram in use digital. And there's a phone I can get, and I'm up on my new every two in about a week. And there's a phone I can get that doesn't have the functionality, as much of the functionality as I want, but it has a 0.47 watts per kilogram absorption rate for radiation. As just that example, is it worth it for me to sacrifice functionality for that lower radiation ranking, or is the radiation ranking, the SAR as they call it, is that something that's not as important than simply getting a headset?
Well, you know, there are two ways of thinking about this. I think the headset is clearly the most important change in use that you can make. If you're getting it away from your body, you've reduced it far more than the proportionate SAR reduction you're talking about. But the other issue is this. If we want to send a message, if consumers want to send a message to the industry that they're concerned about brain tumors and acoustic neuromas and salivary gland tumors, then they are voting with their dollars when they say, give me a phone that won't kill me. Give me a phone that will expose me less. And I think there's great value in that. So we promote publicizing SARs, but make no mistake, that is not going to be the full answer or solution.
Right, but I'm just getting at the question, and I agree with you. And what you're saying is if more people buy phones with SAR, for instance, in mind, SAR, again, is the, I think it's referred to specific or something absorption rate.
Yeah, specific absorption rate, SAR.
Right, and that is what phones, the individual phones, everybody's model of phone has an SAR ranking. And I absolutely agree that if more people buy lower SAR phones, they're sending a message that, hey, this is a factor in our cell phone purchases. My question is, I'm sure people are going to be listening and they're going to go to CNET's website and look up the top 20 highest SAR rates, phones with the highest SAR rates, and the bottom 20, those phones with the lowest SAR rates, and potentially make purchase choices. Now, I guess what I'm asking is if everybody who does this, you know, is also probably planning to use a headset. The question is whether it's worth individually, not just as a statement, but individually, are you somewhat lowering your risk by lowering the SAR rate of the phone you're using?
Yeah, the operative word is somewhat. I don't think we can quantify it, but yeah, I wouldn't argue against doing that. But at the same time, I would say if you really want to make a big difference in the exposures of all types you're getting from those cell phones and PDAs, don't wear them on your body when they're on. Never do that.
Never wear them on your body.
Yeah. Let me tell you a little. When you said you've got a Treo,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to just mention that, you know, we've been talking about the radio frequency radiation that comes out of these devices until now. But we published a paper a couple of years ago where we measured the emissions from the battery switching, you know, the power source,
mm-hmm.
for BlackBerries and Treos and other kinds of PDAs, and the same with the iPhone today, although it wasn't out then.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of electromagnetic field exposure, meaning the battery switching, the battery energy that you're getting when you wear one of those, is so large that the only way we could draw an analogy for people to say where else could you get this much EMF as measured in milligauss in real life would be to go and stand with your body against your main electrical panel or a sub panel in your home and have it, you know, spiking all day long, because every time you receive an email, you are getting somewhere between several hundred or many hundred milligauss in a spike of exposure, and that is difference in radio frequency.
And that's when interestingly, sometimes you can hear, I'm guessing, when a BlackBerry is near a microphone,
yes,
you hear a sound. Like some people go on TV and you sometimes hear this weird sound and it's their BlackBerry. Before we get back to the phones, and I promise those who are holding, we'll get to your calls. My question on that is that something that's specific to BlackBerry emails, or is that a phone call? In other words,
we have the data. We can show you. When you're on a phone call, we can print out and see the profile of EMF exposure that is being produced, and it's probably, I don't know, I'd say from memory 10 to 20 milligauss.
Mm-hmm.
Measured right at the phone surface.
Mm.
But when you get an email, it can jump up to several hundred.
Wow.
And I think our highest figure was 904 milligauss.
Wow, that's amazing. All right, we'll go to a call here. Let's go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760.
Yes, good morning, Dave. Wonderful guest. I was just wondering, two other things that came to mind, especially your last little discussion that you had with these EMFs, is the fact that the wife and I were considering looking at a hybrid car, and we were thinking, you know, sitting on top of all that electric, all the batteries are basically underneath the seats and that type of thing. And then also I was thinking, because I have a friend works on the railroad, and he's sitting in a locomotive, and underneath him are the traction motors, these gigantic motors, and all the diesel does on a locomotive is just turn a generator, and it goes, the electric goes right into the motors under that they sit on top of the wheels. So I was just wondering with those EMFs, what those people, if they're just being microwaved all day long, because I have a bunch of friends that have developed cancer working on the railroad, testicular,
yeah,
all kinds of other things. I wonder,
yeah,
if you've done any studies on that.
Yeah, well, we reported on more than 2,000 studies in the BioInitiative report that we published a couple years ago. And some of those studies show that train engineers have much higher rates of cancer. And it's from electromagnetic fields, not necessarily radio frequency radiation. So the cancer risk and risk of neurological diseases is rather well recognized for people who have exposures like, you know, train engineers. But let me get back to this hybrid car issue, because it's really interesting. You know, we all want to promote energy conservation, and a lot of good people are spending a lot of money to, you know, buy a Prius or you know, whatever. We've done a very limited number of surveys where we put meters in these cars and we drive them around and then we download and print out the result. And we're finding that it's highly variable. So what we would say is if you're going to go and test drive them, get yourself a gauss meter and actually do some testing. The Prius in our measurements, we were getting 2 to 4 milligauss in the driver's seat and less in the passenger seat, which is as low or lower than conventional cars of many types.
Okay.
But others were sky high. One of your Coloradans, Stan Hartman, who's done a lot more research in the area, and Stan, if you're listening, I think this is an area where you might make a good contribution to the conversation.
Well, can I ask you one more question?
Real quick, Kevin.
Okay, what about those Mr. Spock things that these people put in their heads and they're walking around talking to people? That's got to be really hard on you, isn't it?
If you're referring to the Bluetooth,
we've already
covered a little of that, but we don't recommend the wireless headsets. We recommend wired headsets because we think that there is likely to be exposure from these wireless headsets that cumulatively may be a problem.
Yes.
Hey,
okay.
Kevin, thanks for the call, man.
Thank you.
All right, let's take one more call on this radiation and emissions, electromagnetic emissions issue, and then we'll, after the break, we'll get back to our overall healthcare and political discussion. Let's go to Mark in Boulder. Mark, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
So I totally agree with everything that Cindy said about potential risks with cell phone radiation. And I feel that there's a major point that's being missed, and that's actually any protection that you can offer for the cell phone. So personally, I've been using a product called WaveShield that's been independently tested in 3 different countries, United States, Russia, and Germany, and that's been researched to protect detect up to 97% of the radiation that enters your ear from entering your ear. And
what does it look like?
It's a small, almost like a screen that fits over the earpiece of the cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And the research says that emitting out of the cell phone, 50% of the radiation goes into the atmosphere and 50% goes into your ear. So this device just fits over the slit of the earpiece, and it's been researched to protect most of the radiation from entering your ear.
Okay, so the question then, Cindy, is are there other products other than a headset that people could look into or that you think is worth looking into that may mitigate some of the ramifications of cell phone emissions?
Well, what I can say is all those that we get a lot of people asking us to test and endorse, and what I can say is none of them would be anything we would endorse. Stick with your wired earpieces. There's just too much flaky stuff on the market now, and it's very hard for a consumer to know if that science that they're touting is the stuff they funded themselves. So
right.
I really can't speak to the individual thing he's talking about.
And the final, really, really quickly here, you think that, though, that there is a significant difference between a wired earpiece and one of those open tube earpieces?
I think that they're both very good. I don't tell people they have to have a hollow tube. I think they're really good, but I just think you need one or the other, and they're both great.
Gotcha. Cindy, Sage, thank you so much for taking the time and the extra time this morning to talk with us about this important new set of studies that have come out about cell phone radiation and emissions. We really, really appreciate it. Please keep us informed on what's going on this area of research.
You bet. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Okay. 9:39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. That was pretty scary.
What was it? I missed that because I was talking to another listener. The hollow tube earpieces or what else?
She said one or the other at the end there. Either a regular standard wired earpiece or a hollow tube earpiece significantly decreases your risk of cell phone radiation. So basically she was saying, look, a hollow earpiece may be a tad bit better, but they're both very good.
Man, you know, I buy those like painter pants and like the cargo pants strictly so I have room for my cell phone because I hate having my cell phone in my front or back pocket.
Yeah.
And I think the holsters look kind of stupid too.
Yeah.
So I like the painter pants to shove my cell phone down in there. You know, it's probably doing a lot of damage to my legs sitting in there most of the day.
And what she's saying is that you got to try to keep them away from you when you can. I mean, I'm moving over.
Start carrying a purse, Dave.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm buying a satchel.
Fanny pack.
Yeah, or basically, yeah.
What's a satchel?
You know, like a man bag.
No, I don't know what a man bag is.
So basically, that's what I'm doing, and I'm actually getting a new cell phone anyway. So it's scary stuff, and it's important stuff, and it's still, you know, the thing that's scary about it is, as she said, there's a lot of research out there, but we don't know where it's all going, and the fact that we don't know, you know, better safe, in my estimation, better safe than sorry.
For sure.
All right, let's get a traffic update.
Yeah, man, you know, just one more thing, Dave, before I get to traffic. Stacy was trying to get a hold of me in the break just because we're going to go visit Jay today.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't want to be on the phone with you for very long, so I'll call you 10 after.
Well, you know what
and
I forgot to do?
She hangs up on me.
I forgot to ask Cindy what kind of phone she was talking to us on.
Probably the old, like, rotary dial, man.
Rotary dial phone.
Love that.
That's exactly, I'm sure.
And you know what's crazy about that? They do a lot of work with the European scientists and stuff. So, their office hours. And she's on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so she was in, like, Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so they're at work at, like, 3:30 in the morning every day.
Oh, man.
Oof.
Yeah, that's...
I think we got it bad, dude.
I know, seriously. That's pretty rough.
God, for people like Cindy Sage. Anyway, traffic starting to improve for us. Still got those two crashes, or not, just one crash, actually. Eastbound 36 near Sheridan. People are slowing down, taking a look. Also, traffic light malfunctions at Hamden and Tamarack. But really, things getting back into shape for us in the 50s and 60s on 225. Both directions there between I-70 and 25, going to see some residual volume there between Alameda and Colfax. That's due to an earlier accident, but things are looking better for us now. Your forecast, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Also hazy with a small possibility of an afternoon thunderstorm. Our downtown temperature right now, 72 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Day AM 760 is brought to you by Leptothen. Cheaper, better, faster. Denver International Airport has the most parking at the best prices for your travel needs. No coupons. Visit flydenver.com or call 303-DIA-PARK for more information.
The rivalry moves to Boulder September 6th under the lights at Folsom Field, and you need to be there.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome to Madame Saralina, psychic and fortune teller. What brings you here?
Listen, I don't really believe in...
Silence!
Oh.
I sense you have satellite dish, yes?
How'd you know that?
Because you unhappy.
That's true.
And your connection to internet?
It's the worst!
Yes, yes, I see good things in your future. I see...
What is it?
Comcast! No, we listen to announcer.
Right now, Comcast Digital Starter Cable is just $29.99 a month, and Performance High-Speed Internet is only $24.99 a month, each for 6 months. Get them both, and HBO is included. With Comcast Digital Cable, you get on-demand, with hundreds of movies and shows you can watch on your schedule. And our high-speed internet is fast and loaded with features, including McAfee to keep your computer safe online. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 9/21/09. Restrictions apply. After 6 months, regular rates apply. Equipment taxes and installation fees extra. Call for details.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
As a Visa Signature cardholder, you're invited to shop and save with discounts at top retailers, from jewelry to apparel and electronics. For the most current offers, visit visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa.
Do you use medical marijuana?
Well, then we'll talk real slow.
Get a craving killer half slab of St. Louis ribs for $5. Big Papa's Barbecue. BBQDenver.com. BBQDenver.com.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Well, no, honey, you look fine, but she looks like she's 35. She doesn't have any wrinkles.
You're not helping.
Maybe those women with smooth, younger-looking skin didn't get good skin genes. Maybe they got a free trial of hydroxytone. Clinically proven hydroxytone has three of the top anti-aging ingredients in one jar. So it's easy to erase the appearance of wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make your frown lines disappear from view. If you want to take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible, call now for your risk-free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-500-1189. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Get your risk-free trial at 1-800-500-1189. That number again is 1-800-500-1189.
Hail damage, wind damage, roof damage. Have you had your roof inspected? Call Colorado Roofing for a free storm damage inspection. Call the local roofing company you know and trust. Beware the out-of-town roofer. Call Colorado Roofing. Go to coloradoroofing.com. That's coloradoroofing.com.
Six here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Last couple minutes, we will talk about this healthcare shift by Michael Bennett. In the last couple weeks, Michael Bennett has stated repeatedly that while he technically supports a public option in healthcare, in the final healthcare bill, he's not really willing to necessarily fight for it. He told the Durango Herald reported that Bennett said that we shouldn't draw lines in the sand. He said that healthcare should not hinge on a public option. This weekend in Pueblo, the Denver Post reported that Bennett said that he supported a public option but doesn't think it's going to pass. The implication, of course, that he's not really going to fight for it. Then former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff announces that he might run against Bennett in a primary. And yesterday, Michael Bennett posted a post on the Huffington Post and on Colorado Polls saying that he is going to fight as hard as he can for a public option. What do you think about this shift? Do you think this is in response to a potential primary against Bennett? Does this make you more likely to support Bennett? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Caroline in Denver. Caroline, you're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hi.
Great show.
Thanks.
Yeah, I just wanted to say something about the vigil at Confluence Park tonight. This is basically for the 800 people who have died due to a lack of health insurance. And it's around 19th, between 19th and 15th on Confluence Park. But the part that I want to add is evidently, you know, through the internet, there are vigils all through the country. But what I'm proposing, and I want people to think about this, is that we can honor Senator Kennedy with a national march around the country, and we can call it the Ted Kennedy or Ted Kennedy March for Healthcare Reform.
And again, the event tonight is from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Confluence Park in downtown Denver. I'll be there. I'm going to say a few words. They asked me to say a few words. It's being organized and sponsored by a number of great progressive organizations, the Service Employees International Union, the Colorado Progressive Coalition, Healthcare for America Now. Again, tonight from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. in Confluence Park, a march, a rally, the Send Them Back to Congress rally, that's what they're calling it, to deliver a message to our Colorado congressional delegation that when they go back to Congress, to please fight for and hold out for, that's the key, hold out for a public option. Thanks for the call, Caroline. Really appreciate it. Let's go to Dana in Evergreen. Dana, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David. How are you today?
Good.
Hey, great show as always.
Thanks.
You and Turk do a great job, and hopefully Jay's doing great, and we'll be back soon. Anyway, to get to the point, you know, I've been calling Bennett every day, his office, and I think that's part of the reason that he has shifted. He realizes that people are not going to stand still, and I think now that we have him going towards our point, I think that we have to continue on him and also Udall. We have to make a point to call him every day.
Oh, absolutely. And I should have mentioned that as well. You know, Mark Udall has basically taken a similar position to Bennett, saying he probably will support a public option, but won't necessarily hold out for one. And as I've said before, you know, in the legislative negotiations that will ultimately decide what this final health care bill looks like, the more members of Congress you have saying, I will not vote for this unless there is a public option, the more members of Congress we have taking that pledge, the more likely we will be to get a public option. Now, tomorrow at 7:30, from between 7:30 and 8:30 a.m., we're going to have on for an entire hour Congresswoman Diana DeGette. And I'm going to be sure to ask her whether she will take that pledge. She did not sign the letter written by 60 House Democrats taking that pledge, saying that they will not support a health care plan without a public option. And I'm going to ask her why she didn't sign that letter. And I'm going to withhold judgment. Maybe she's got a very good reason about that. But you should start thinking about your questions for Congresswoman DeGette. She is on the key committee in the House that will decide this. She is going to play a very pivotal role in this. And that's tomorrow, again, from 7:30 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. Dana, thanks for the call. 9:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take a couple more of your calls about whether you think the shift by Michael Bennett towards the public option is a good thing, whether it makes you more likely to support him. 303-713-7600 is the number. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Really no traffic out there, man. Things popping into the 50s and 60s, even getting better there in 225 and Aurora, northbound and southbound between 70 and 25. Moving in the 50s and 60s, C-470 also back in shape after an earlier accident there on 25 that messed things up coming out of Cass Rock, as well as if you're trying to get out of Highlands Ranch in Littleton. Do want to let you know, though, we do have a small accident eastbound 36 at Sheridan, and traffic light malfunctions. Looks like they're out at Hamden and Tamarack still. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds and haze and a high of 87. Small chance for an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Mostly that'll occur to the south and east of the metro. Right now, 72 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks. Plus tax if applicable.
Are you in a job you hate? Wonder why you haven't found...
And taking a knee should run the clock out right before the half.
So Walmart checks other stores' prices so I don't have to. And if there's a better price out there, they'll even match it, which means I spend less time shopping around and more time doing the important things, like catching the halftime show.
Okay, ready? 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Yay!
Save money, live better. Walmart. Walmart will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
At Ace, we help make it easier and now more affordable. For a limited time, get a $5 mail-in rebate on each gallon of select Royal paint, starting at $21.99, so you can make your bedroom a little brighter, give your living room a new look. For everything you'll need, plus expert advice on making a big difference for a small price, hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only. Limit 10. See store for details.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm taking your calls about the shift that Senator Michael Bennett has made in support of the public option, now saying he's going to fight tooth and nail for it. That's a significant shift from his earlier positioning where he said health care reform for him does not hinge on a public option. Is this a good shift or a bad shift? And is this shift in response to the fact that he may face a primary challenge in 2010 from former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff? I'll be at Confluence Park tonight from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. for the big healthcare rally, the Send Them Back to Congress rally, telling Colorado's delegation to fight for a public option. I hope to see you there. There's expected to be a decent crowd. The bigger the crowd, the better. So again, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Confluence Park near REI in Denver. Please be there if you can. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Betty in Littleton. Betty, you're on AM 760.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know if this is coincidence or what, but a day or two after I started hearing that Andrew was going to run possibly against Bennett, then someone who has been working with him on his campaign sent us an email message saying that she had spent 20 minutes talking with him and that he was adamant that he was going to support it, the public option, all the way. So I don't know if it was political pressure or not, but if he will really support it, it doesn't matter, does it?
No, I don't necessarily think the motive matters for his vote as long as he follows through. And that's the big one. But the question will ultimately be if and when he follows through, or really not, whether people will see this in a potential primary in 2010. We'll see moves like this as, hey, I want somebody who's going to stand up for what he believes in regardless of political pressure, or whether people will simply credit him with the position. I mean, that's ultimately, you know, the question. And I think the lesson we can learn out of this, whether you support Michael Bennett or not, is that primaries, elections, if you will, the more elections, the more accountable, the more electoral pressure, the more lawmakers tend to respond and represent the people.
As I've said, the public option is a position. Support for the public option is at somewhere between 77 and 85% in the polls. This is a mainstream position. The only reason to oppose it as a legislator representing people is because you don't want to represent people. It's because you're bought and paid for. Thanks for the call, Betty. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Hello, Mark.
Yes, David, how are you?
Good.
I'll see you tonight at the Confluence Park. I've been telling people for years about cell phones. The science out there, especially the science done over in Europe, where the scientists are not bought and sold, is specific. It does cause brain cancer, etc. As far as Bennett, I've been talking to him. As of 2-3 weeks ago, he was for the public option. That's not the issue. The issue is, will he vote for a bill without the public option? And to this point, he has not said that he would not. He has not changed anything.
That's a very good point. I completely agree. He has not taken that pledge, and that is right now the most important pledge. Tomorrow on the show, at 7:30, we'll have Congresswoman Diana to get on the show, and I will ask her why she hasn't taken the pledge either. So tune in for that. I'll hope to see as many of you tonight as possible at Confluence Park, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. for the healthcare rally.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Are you in the market for a quiet, friendly apartment community? We didn't think so.
Oh, my God.
Tuesday, September 8th.
I'm not a prostitute.
Move in to television's most notorious address.
Just ask the people who used to live here.
This is Melrose Place.
I've done something really bad.
The must-see series premiere, right after the season premiere of 90210, only on the CW.